of police formed. All the cops came on the other side and went into the camp and took it over. Clearly a very strategic, thought-out plan by the cops.
Demonstrators had been camped out there for 2 months. Pfizer's cholesterol-lowering drug Lipitor has lost its patent. Now that paves the way for cheaper generic versions of the world's best-selling prescription drug. Sales topped $5 billion last year in the U.S. alone. Hillary Clinton has arrived in Myanmar. It marks the first visit to the country by a U.S. Secretary of State in more than 50 years. CNN's Paula Hancock reports residents there are positive about the future of the country.
Many people say that they are optimistic that things could change. They haven't actually seen any physical change, though. The change and reforms that everybody is talking about are all at a very high level. It is governmental level. It's the military leadership as well.
An emergency meeting is underway in Brussels as leaders work on a plan to fix Europe's debt crisis. CNN's Richard Quest says if they fail, the consequences would be dire.
The credit markets would just freeze up. The money markets would freeze up. Banks would literally be looking over their shoulders at each other, wondering who was next, who had losses, how much was it going to cost. And that would lead to not just a global recession, it would lead to a global depression, probably.
Standard & Poor's has downgraded the credit ratings of dozens of banks, including the top six U.S. banks. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of the little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
Is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Business people are traveling lighter, leaving laptops behind, switching to iPads. But the iPad can't replace your office computer unless you have the Go to My PC app for the iPad. It's the missing link. It turns your iPad into your computer. With Go to My PC by Citrix, you can access your office computer from your Mac or PC and now from your iPad. Try it free for 45 days today. Download the free app, then visit gotomypc.com. Click the Try It Free button. Enter promo code 45.
The sprawling debt crisis in the European Union also means rising economic risk for its biggest trading partner, the United States, from which Europe imports $500 billion worth of goods and services each year. So the two parties are embarking on talks designed to expand the trading relationship. One step in the process, the U.S. and the EU have signed a deal to remove red tape related to cargo security. The home of the $5 footlong is making a move that will make that sandwich sound just plain expensive. USA Today reports Subway will roll out today a collection of 6-inch subs that will cost just $2. It applies only to cold-cut subs and the meatball sub. But if you want a footlong, do the math. Ask them to cut the sandwich in half, and you'll save a dollar. Most markets around the world down. Asian and European indexes mostly losing 0.5%. U.S. stock futures are down as well. S&P futures losing 4 points. NASDAQ futures down 2 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
You're stranded by the side of the road. It's raining, 1 a.m, and your car has a flat tire. Too bad your Motor Club membership expired years ago. Who can you call for help? Allstate wants everyone to be protected on the road. So before this happens to you, give them a call Because right now, Allstate is giving every driver in America a free lifetime membership and Good Hands roadside assistance just for calling. You don't even have to be an Allstate customer. You'll get 24/7 access and low flat rates on everything from tows to tire changes. So down the road, when you need help, you'll know you're in good hands.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE today and get a lifetime membership in Good Hands roadside assistance absolutely free. You can't afford not to call. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent.
The comments, ideas, and opinions expressed in the following program are those of the show participants only. Nothing stated in this program reflects the ideas, opinions, or beliefs of this radio station and or Clear Channel Radio.
They call us a mob.
To try to divide us.
They tell us prosperity should start at the top and to wait for it to trickle down.
More like piddle down.
They refuse to compromise for the good of the country.
When you're right, you don't have to compromise. Compromise is for people that are wrong.
Instead, caring more about the politics of politics.
I don't know why he believes that it's going to be any easier for Republicans than Democrats to make these tough decisions.
They think we have no choice but to sit back and take it.
Think again.
No more. This is First Shift with Tony Trubiano.
And good morning. Pleasure to be with you on this Tuesday morning show. Or it's Wednesday, isn't it? Wow, it's Wednesday. Where does the time go? Pleasure it is. It's, no matter what time it is, no matter what day it is a pleasure to be with you. I assure you that's true. Great way to start the morning, right? If you're out and about this morning, you're going to want to be careful, depending on where you're at within our listening audience. Some of you have upwards of 5.5 to 6 inches of snow. Some of you just have a little white stuff on the grass. And that's just the reality. Certainly in Clarkston, where we're heard loud and clear, yeah, absolutely. 5.5, 6 inches of snow on the ground out there, and the roads are rough. I live in Dearborn Heights. We left the house this morning. The roads were just wet and a little bit of white stuff on the grass. That was it. So it's going to be all over the place depending on where you're at. Just be careful. Go slow. Plan ahead. And I think everybody's going to be fine. If this is the first snow of the season, I think we survived okay. We did see some salt trucks out this morning as we were coming into the studio. And that's that. So you'll want to stay tuned. And, of course, we've got traffic and weather updates with Diane Cross all morning long. So this is where you need to be to figure it out. What are we going to do today? Oh, we're going to actually take the time, take some time to spend with you. We've got a lot of time built into today's program, especially in this hour and the last hour of the show. We're going to spend some time with you today. A lot of stuff that we were bringing to the table, and we'll want you to comment on and your opinions on. In the 7 o'clock hour, Nusrat Ventimiglia will be with us from Equality Michigan. We'd like to touch base with them from time to time. As you probably heard, the state Senate passed an anti-bullying measure that is making its way to the governor's desk. Equality Michigan's not happy with the bill as it was presented, although better than what was there, still doesn't enumerate, and that is the problem for many of us. We'll also be checking in with our friends at Occupy Detroit this morning, so there's plenty of stuff to get to. With that said, it is, of course, that time of the day that we get things going this way.
Before you punch in for your first shift, here is the first word with Tony.
Well, our first word today is going to be reassess. That word comes courtesy of one Herman Cain, Republican presidential candidate, as he announced yesterday he was going to reassess his campaign. What does that mean? Well, he actually tweeted on that and gave a definition, which was pretty much a dictionary definition of reassess. That's fine. That's fine. But is there, you know, there's a reason why we reassess. We don't reassess when things are going extremely well. We only reassess when things are perhaps not going as well as we would like them. And we can certainly say Mr. Cain's campaign at this moment is not going nearly as well as he would like. Allegations, as we went through yesterday, that he had a 13 to 14 year affair with a woman in Atlanta may have put the brakes on this campaign. He was in Michigan yesterday, spoke at Hillsdale College. Of course, did not address that situation specifically, and we'll get into some audio a little later on. But reassess is our first word today as we look at, you know, maybe what we need to reassess our goals and objectives. It's good to reassess. I mean, I think reassessment is a measurement tool that helps you figure out if things are working or not working. Just want to thank Herman Cain for giving us our first word, reassess. And there we go. Another glorious day. Good morning, Jeff Redford. I'm assuming that you, although you have a very short commute into the studio, it could still be a bit treacherous. I noticed that the roads as we got off the expressway were much worse near the studio than they were near my home. What was it like for you?
Yeah, that was the experience. I mean, obviously, back in 12 Mile, parts of 12 Mile are all right. 12 Mile, it does have stretches, though, where it's almost like, how do cars, I mean, I guess around the mall, there's still a lot of traffic, so it was fine there, but parts of it was like, there's no cars that have been here through here yet, you know? It's kind of a strange drive for sure, and did have a little fishtailing going on because you still got to get a little used to it. I didn't kick the four-wheel drive in, you know. Yeah, I'm not about to do that unless it gets really bad. So I'm fine with doing a little fishtailing. Not bad, but enough to kind of like get me used to driving in the snow.
I have to admit, I did turn the four-wheel drive on as I got off the expressway onto 12 Mile.
No problems with it, huh?
No.
Isn't that a beautiful thing?
You know, again, it wasn't really needed, but I needed to do it for my own purposes. So I don't know that it was a beautiful thing because the roads were really not that bad. Certainly they could have been, you know, I'm in a truck for God's sake. It's going to handle the roads better than a car anyway. So, you know, yeah, I don't know if it was really needed. I guess I was cheating it a little bit.
But it's a Dearborn made truck, so that makes it even a little better.
Well, it is. You know, we kept it close to home. Unlike a lot of Dearborn made trucks that go to other states, this one stayed in its own community.
Right. It was born here, so it already knows how to handle the stuff around here.
Absolutely.
It was laughing at the snow that we had, or the slush that we had this morning.
Yeah. Well, again, depending on where you're at, you know, that there's, there was a lot of snow. Now, this transition happened much later than they had originally told us it would, so I'm assuming you had no problem getting home from Ann Arbor yesterday.
You would assume that, but that assumption would not be completely true.
No, still, the traffic was an issue,
It rained constantly. It's been raining for like 2 days, and then actually on the way home, there was hail. I actually met with hail on 23 and 14. So, you know, you'd think, okay, fine. And I actually waited a little bit longer trying to get away from 5 o'clock as long as I could and then started to make the ride home. Right for the exit ramp to get onto 14 off of 23, big accident. And these people didn't realize that they could go around the accident and hit the ramp. So everyone was lining up in that far lane to get over. And I sat in that lane for like 20 minutes until finally I'm like, all right, I'm just going to go 23 north the entire way and hit 96. And as soon as I go past all these cars, I'm realizing they're all sitting there and one car at a time is going around this accident and everyone else is just flying by, like, you know, to miss 14. So I'm like, what? This is ridiculous. You know, it's gawkers this time of year just drive me nuts.
Yeah. Well, there's no question that's true. I will tell you, I was, you know, I was probably driving a little faster than some were comfortable this morning, but the roads really weren't that bad, so I didn't have any issue going around people. Again, we talked about this yesterday, people being overly cautious. There was a great deal of that this morning. What you're talking about is plain stupidity.
Well, anytime you see flashing lights and it's dark out and you know, the weather's bad, you're going to have people that are just going to watch.
Why? Yeah, you know, that's the question. Why? And seriously, let's throw it out there. Not that we're going to get a call on this, but I'm going to do it anyway. 888-552-3595. Why do you stop and gawk? Why do you slow down and look at something when you know you're not even going to see anything? That's the point, is you're not going to see anything. And people are looking to see something, right? I'm assuming that's what's going on. What do you think? Is he going to see blood? You know, you're going to see an arm on the road, a leg on the road, somebody's head? What? Why do you slow down? And don't tell me it's because you're being cautious, because that's just a lie. I want to know why people slow down when they see an accident.
Because it drives me nuts, so I purposely, I'll look as I'm going by, but I mean, it's a glance. It's not even stop.
Of course you're going to glance. I mean, so what? Big deal. You're not talking about that.
There's times where there's a median in the middle of the road, and the accident's on the other side, and yet your side of the road is slowed down.
Yeah.
And that's what really, I don't get that at all. You can't see anything because the median's covering most of it, and traffic on the other side. I mean, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I really don't understand the people that do that. I never have and I never will. And again, I really don't expect somebody's going to call and say, well, I stop and gawk because I know that's not going to happen. I'm sure, you know, there's an outside chance that somebody say, well, I'm just being cautious. And I appreciate that, but here, in the scenario that you gave where there's a median and the accident's on the other side, you're being cautious. You're actually creating a bigger problem by being cautious. Just drive normally, for God's sake. Yeah, I've got real driving issues.
So that little foray into my drive home made it even a longer drive. And it really, at that point, it was just raining and hailing. I mean, the hail was kind of an awkward thing. Like, all of a sudden, you know, you're hearing the rain hit the windshield. And then you're hearing, like, you know, it sounds like rocks are now hitting my windshield. I'm like, well, this is getting crazy.
Yeah, it was, yesterday was just a sloppy day. And I found out the hard way that I have a hole in one of my shoes.
how did you find that out?
Well, I was just walking and all of a sudden I realized that, you know, in my right foot was getting wet. And I'm going, well, what's going on? You know, I didn't step in a puddle or anything. And sure enough, I walked into a building and I thought, all right, well, you know, I took my shoe off real quick. And, yep, sure enough, I could see a little, you know, hole in the bottom of the shoe. And with all the moisture yesterday, so I ended up with a soaked sock. And I had to wear it for hours because I was a long way from being home and being able to change my shoes and my socks. So now we know. Now we know. Of course, you know, that's one thing about water. It doesn't discriminate. It knows exactly where to go. And it'll find wherever the path of least resistance. Feel free to join us. We've got lots to get to this morning. 888-552-3595, depending where you're at. It's either going to be a very simple commute this morning or a little more complicated. Just be careful. We'll take a break here on 1310 WDTW. This is First Shift. Thanks for punching in. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is your Congressman Hanson Clark, wishing you and your family a great holiday season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update. You want to give yourself plenty of extra time this morning. Wet roadways, snow-covered roadways, and we've got a jackknife semi working on I-75 northbound at Big Beaver, blocking at least a couple of lanes. Heading west on 94 before Oakwood, an accident. They're trying to clear on M-10, the Lodge, southbound at Southfield, a problem. 275 south after 96 and M-14. And the Southfield freeway still closed between Oakwood and I-94 because of flooding.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service, it looks like all of this is going to clear. At some point today, we'll see some sun and a high near 41. Tonight, clear and 24. Tomorrow, sunny and 41. Right now, overcast, 32 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets.
Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Unions work. One of the many advantages of being a worker covered by a union contract is the increased likelihood that you will have guaranteed benefits, including scheduled wage increases, affordable health insurance, a secure pension, and paid time off, than non-union workers. Wouldn't it be nice to have the peace of mind and economic security that comes with a union contract? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Recently on First Shift.
Alan West, who's a congressman from Florida, gets his information from, what can we say, interesting sources? This is what he had to say on national television.
In the movie G.I. Jane, Demi Moore was waterboarded, and we do use that in military training.
G.I. Jane. He references G.I. Jane? Really?
Well, I think that the military needs to develop lightsabers, because in the movie Star Wars, they proved to be pretty useful.
First Shift.
On 1310 WDTW.
Tea Party guy, by the way.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good morning, everybody. I want to thank my pal Tom from UAW Local 174 for letting me know there's a meeting this evening. I will do my best to be there. I have a big presentation due tomorrow, and that is my priority, but you know that it wouldn't be a Wednesday without you guys, so I'll do my best to be there, Tom. If I'm not there, just understand. Sometimes, you know, work takes us away from the stuff that we really want to do. I'll leave it there. All right, so here we are. It's a Wednesday morning. I don't know what the heck I was thinking it was Tuesday, but that's not a bad thing. It means the week's going by quickly, right? And it has been going by quickly. You know, Jeff, it's one of those days, and I've got a meeting today right after the show, and it's at 10 o'clock. And when I set the meeting up, I said to the guy, he says, you know, can you be here at 10? I said, yeah, it's going to be really close, but, yeah, I can be there at 10 o'clock. It just happens to be literally right where they've closed the Southfield Freeway. So now I got to figure out a way around that, which is there's no way I'm going to be on time now. There's just no way.
Right, because it's not like, you know, 9 o'clock hits and you're already on the road.
Right. And I don't know what the traffic's going to be like when I leave. I mean, it could be still a little bit messed up. I don't control that, of course. But, if that part of the Southfield Freeway were open, chances are pretty good I'd be on time. But being that it's closed, I have to go around it, and there's just no way. There's no way I can make it. But I'll just do my best. There's nothing I can do. I got to let it go. But
at least you got a car starter. You can send Anthony down there and start the car.
Yeah. Actually, Anthony's a little on edge this morning. He has not talked to me much. But, you know, did you think I got a thanks for starting the car, Dad, this morning? And I went out and started it early so we could get into a warm vehicle. Sure I did. I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, do you keep your baby in the garage?
No.
Oh, see, me, obviously I don't have a garage. And
no, if you saw my garage, no.
There's no room for any cars?
No, this has been an ongoing dispute. I can safely have this conversation because I know my wife is still sleeping. No, this has been an ongoing struggle. And, you know, we had a new garage built 3 years ago. The purpose of doing that was for more space, you know, for storage. That was indeed true, but it was so we could put a car in the garage. We haven't come close, not even a little bit, to getting a car in that garage. And it's because she won't let go of 99% of the stuff that's in there. And let me just make this simple. If you haven't used it in the last 3 years, what makes you think you're going to use it in the next three? Right?
Fair enough.
I hear that. The real purpose of the new garage was to taunt the vehicles outside.
Apparently.
Like, we built this for you, but we're not going to put you in here.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful garage, and it would welcome, I'm sure, vehicles, because that's what garages normally do. But not mine, no. Mine was built to harbor, stuff that nobody wants, including us, but we're afraid to let it go. So it sits there, safely. Under shelter for no apparent reason. It's one of those things. And we've had garage sales. We've had conversations. We've had arguments. We've had truces. We've had everything. And still the garage is full of stuff that we don't either use, want, or need. Yet she will not let it go. And if it were up to me, it would all go to the curb on garbage day. And then, because in a lot of communities, you got garbage pickers, professional garbage pickers. Anybody that lives in a place where you put your garbage out, in a neighborhood, they know there are people that actually come around, Jeff, junk collectors that come around and pick up stuff, right?
Pickers, yeah, like the show, American, you ever see that?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think it's quite as sexy as that show, but yeah, that's basically the concept, sure. And so most of the stuff that we would have would go because these, people pick for, to do their own garage sales or whatever, which is fine. I'm more than happy to help the economy that way. And again, it would be different if there's any of that stuff that's in there we utilize, but we don't. There's she won't let it go because it's new. We have a baby buggy, a stroller. We don't have a baby.
But you never know when it could come in handy.
Well, that's, I guess, right. I don't know. It's just one of those things where, that takes up actually a significant amount of space. And it drives me nuts.
What would you rather scrape snow off of, though, your truck or a baby buggy?
A baby buggy.
Well, then there you go. There's the decision. Maybe that should be put out in the yard.
Yeah, well, it's not going to happen. I'm just telling you, it's insane. If I were given the go-ahead, but again, I live in a house with other people, and I'll leave it there. If I were given the go-ahead to quote-unquote clean the garage, both cars would fit in it by the end of the day. Comfortably fit in it, and there would be room to spare.
And a man cave would then exist.
At least the beginning of one.
Right.
This is a challenge. This is a big challenge. I don't know. I obviously after 3 years, I can't win. And so for those men out there saying, just be a man. Just be a man. Just go ahead and do it. It's not quite that simple, and you folks know it. Don't even go there.
That's the single man saying that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not that simple. It drives me nuts. There's no question that's true. It does drive me nuts. I said, in fact, the other day, we need to make sure for some reason, the garage keeps on accumulating stuff. I said, we need to make sure that the snowblower is accessible for our first significant snow so that I don't have to dig it out, creating a bigger mess, and I got, yeah, okay. That's all I got was, yeah, okay. So that's fine. I mean, maybe it's just time I started just throwing stuff wherever it'll go, and maybe that'll send the... Actually, I've sent the message loud and clear. I want to get rid of the stuff. I've said it. We've had the conversation. This stuff needs to go. Let's call the Salvation Army or Purple Heart or somebody that picks up this, that wants it because it has value to somebody, just not to us, right? That's fine. Let's get rid of it. But it doesn't go.
Some kind of charity garage sale.
Yeah.
Makes you feel good about yourself.
Absolutely. We have a ping pong table in the garage that no one uses. Now, you fold it up, right, Jeff? So, it's not that big once it's folded up. But
well, it's still
not
big.
The point. It's big. It still takes up space. And she likes it because it's an extra table. So if we entertain in the summer, we can pull it out and it's a big table. We can set stuff on it, so it's cool to have. I'm sorry, I'm just not buying it.
So if you need another table or you have another baby, you're set. You got all the stuff in the garage.
Oh, you have no idea. Not to mention clothes, you know. And I think what I and some of the stuff is mine, and it's old electronics that I can't get rid of. And I think I'm just going to throw it out to the curb and let people grab it, just to show, you know, that. You know, that there's a way around this? I don't know. Les, you got to wait, buddy. We got to go to the break. But if you've got some help for me, I'm willing to take some advice on this. 888-552-3595. This is for shift. This is a problem. I mean, anybody that, you know, has this situation at home where you got one person that adamantly won't let you do something, I don't know. I need help. We'll take the break. We'll be back. This is First Shift. Stay with us.
It's the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
1310 WDTW. Continuous traffic watch.
Good morning, Tony. Our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. The Southfield Freeway is closed between roughly Oakwood and I-94. Do yourself a favor, though. Get off at Michigan Avenue. Head west to Telegraph. Take Telegraph south all the way down to I-94, and that's going to be how you can make your way around it. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck in some pretty big backups. 75 northbound, pretty slow near Big Beaver because of an earlier accident involving a semi. That's still trying to clear. We've got an accident working on M-10 The Lodge near Southfield Road. Also 275 south after M-14, and drivers on 94 west near Oakwood.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
Look for some sun today to come out at some point. A high near 41 tonight, clear in 24. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 41. Last check at Metro Airport, overcast in 32. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Unions work. Did you know that workers covered by a union contract earn more money each year than non-union workers? And that a contract can put more dollars in your pocket each and every week? A union contract protects your wages, giving your family financial security. Does more money in your pocket sound good? Find out how a union can work for you. Call the United Food and Commercial Workers at 1-888-485-9671. That's 1-888-485-9671.
Congress, how small-minded is it? How tangled up in a right-wing ideological knot is it? How subservient to corporate lobbyists is it? The answer to these three questions are pizza, tomato paste, and spuds. At a time when doctors and nutritionists are sounding a national alarm about a diabetes epidemic caused by gross obesity, including in children, the Congress of the United States of America, in all of its majesty, has killed an effort by the Agriculture Department to make school lunches healthier. Why? Three reasons. One, Congress is incapable of meeting America's big needs, so it's rationalizing its existence by messing with the small stuff. Two, Congress's right-wing ideologues are so batty that they even oppose federal rules to improve our children's health. Three, and most significant, the French fry lobby, tomato paste lobby, and frozen pizza lobby put big bucks into congressional campaigns, and they pulled the strings of our lawmakers. So the financial interests of corporate powers, including Coca-Cola, ConAgra, and Del Monte, have overridden the interests of America's school kids. Yet, members of Congress still say they can't figure out why their public approval rating has crashed to an all-time low of 9%. Nine! Good grief! As Senator Michael Bennett recently pointed out to his colleagues, oil giant BP, at the height of its disastrous contamination of our Gulf, held on to a 16% approval rating. The IRS gets a 40% rating on its job performance. And even the idea of America becoming communist draws 11% support. This is Jim Hightower saying, the real question is, who makes up the 9% that approve of this Congress? I'm guessing their relatives, staffers, and the two Koch brothers. Plus, of course, corporate lobbyists.
To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us,
like us,
love us, at
Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
The time has come. Stand and fight those who would deny your rights. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
35 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for punching in this early morning. Yep, we got a situation in my house. And then maybe there's an answer out there. Let's go to the phones. Again, feel free to join us. 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Les in Detroit to First Shift. Les, good morning to you. Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Tony. Merry Christmas to you. You sound like you would be a perfect episode for the Clean House episode. You need to be calling Reese Nash.
I love her. I absolutely love that woman.
So do I. I think some of the things that these people want to keep is beyond belief. So, you can't convince the wife that we need to recycle.
You know, I gotta tell you, we get to a point where, you know, we'll whittle it down to a manageable pile that if we could just then take that pile and remove it, we'd be good. But that's when it gets bad, and it's even worse in the summer, because then she'll go out and go to garage sales and she'll pick up a little item here or a little item there that we don't need less. I don't know.
I'm like you, Tony. If you haven't used it in 3 years, you most likely won't be using it.
Nah, and we're not. And we're not going
to
use this stuff.
Just try to convince her. Somebody might be able to use that baby buggy. Somebody really desperately needs a baby buggy.
And there. They do. And you know, her thing is, well, it's she's right. It's in really good shape, and it's a very expensive stroller. And you know, when she's not going to give it away. Yeah, but, you know, we've had 5 garage sales. Nobody bought it because you had priced it too high. And, you know, the people go to garage sales for deals. They're not looking to get $20 off something they can buy at the store, right? They're looking for a big deal, like $80 off what you would buy.
Well, I thought garage sales is mostly giveaways anyway.
All right.
So you might be trying to get rid of
it. Unless you see my dilemma. You see my dilemma.
Just call Niecy Nash, or you just create a Detroit edition to Clean House.
There you go. Les, thank you so much. I appreciate the call and the support. I think I'm stuck till the spring anyway. That's the truth. 888-552-3595. Let's go to my friend Tom in Detroit and welcome him back to First Shift. Happy holidays and a Merry Christmas to you, my friend. How are you today?
And to you and yours as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
As Barbara Streisand saying, memories from the corners of our mind. And I'm not quitting my day job. But that aside, I heard this about the Klan. The Klan wants people to join the Klan and save the land. I mean, Tony, these people, that organization, it was nothing but an organization of terrorists.
And still is.
I mean, and it still is. And, you know, these people, and I know what they're doing, they're going to go ahead and try to align their power to, you know, take President Obama out. And, you know, I just, and not only that, but, you know, okay, I mean, let's face it. I'm the color of people that they despise. And if it's any kind of way that they can, like, say, go to use that term, push us to the back of the bus or maybe not even let us on the bus, they're going to do that also. And, I mean, you know, I'll say it. I don't understand, because there's no understanding that kind of mentality.
And that's the point, Tom. There is no understanding. There's nothing to understand, because there's just nothing to understand. So it would be a waste of time to try to do that. You know, Tom, I'm watching a news report early this morning. Jeff and I and Anthony were sitting in the control room, and I saw that President Obama's approval rating's at 43%, which is the worst approval rating for a president at this point in his presidency in modern American history.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. I mean, he couldn't be doing worse. He really couldn't be. The American people just don't have faith in this president right now. They don't believe that he can do the job. And, Tom, I'm sitting there wondering, we've got this brilliant mind in the White House.
Mm-hmm.
He has a plan. He has a Congress that refuses to let him do anything.
Exactly.
He has limited powers using executive executive powers, but he's got very limited powers to do that. He can't create policy. He can just change what's already there. He can fast track certain things. You know, how will history remember this guy? The reason I have hope, Tom, is I look at the Republicans that are running for the presidency, and I don't see a one that even deserves to be in the race. Now, that's not enough to elect a guy. That's not enough to elect this president or reelect this president. This president needs to start. He needs to figure out a way to start getting his message out there. But there's hope, Tom, and that's the point I wanted to make here, is there is hope.
Oh, there's definitely hope. But President Obama, he's going to turn the heat up in a little bit. And once that heat gets up, I mean, you know, folks can look out. Because, I mean, if you think of what's been going around here during these debates for the last, seems like, forever, would you want one of those people sitting in the most powerful seat in the country? I mean, you go out here and you get this retread of a presidential candidate called Newt Gingrich and Herman Cain. I mean, Cain is not able. And Romney, for whatever reason, you know, he just can't seem to, you know, get traction with folk. And, I mean, Perry, I mean, you know, he just had that brain freeze and shot himself in the foot. And, I mean, if that's the best they've got to offer, I mean, you know, we're in trouble.
Now, again, Tom, we're going to have to let you go. We got other callers. We need to move on. But, again, this is the dilemma that we have right now. And we're going to talk about this in detail today. We've got some time. We've got some more than a normal amount of time today. So we're going to get into this a little bit in the next hour, an 8 o'clock hour for sure, if we don't even get to it yet in this hour. 888-552-3595, tony@thetonyshow.org, and on Twitter @TonyTrupiano. Let's welcome Dave in Farmington. Happy holidays. Dave, what's on your mind this morning?
I think I have a couple different solutions you can choose from, sir.
Okay, I'm always open to solutions, friend. Always open to solutions.
Surely your wife has relatives abroad. And it would be most unfortunate if, while she was visiting, your garage got robbed. And if you don't think you could execute that one, by chance is your garage detached from the house?
We have, unfortunately, a breezeway that attaches the garage to the house.
Well, perfect. You set up a sprinkler there, and then, unfortunately, a fire breaks out.
Yeah, but we just built the garage.
Yeah, well, you just have a bunch of smoke damage.
Oh, you're terrible. God bless you, but you're terrible.
Yes,
Dave,
yes, I
can't do all that. But thanks for your suggestions. Oh, I think I'm just stuck. I don't know. What do you think, Radford? Anthony, join us here for a minute. You live this with me. Do you think there is a solution, Anth? I mean, you know, what can we do to get her beyond we need to keep this stuff for no apparent reason?
There is no solution.
Am I exaggerating this?
I don't know.
You don't want to get in trouble in case she finds out. I get it.
Yeah, the garage is full of junk.
And they just, you know, again, there's no need. Like that do we really need that ping pong table?
No, I guess.
It's okay. You can say it. She's sleeping still. I got your back, bud. I'll protect you. I promise.
But there goes that beer pong tournament he was going
to
have.
You don't need a ping pong table to do that. You just need a table. We've got a table. You know, in fact, we've got a table that's in the basement because there's no room to put it in the garage, Jeff. You know, it's a beautiful banquet-sized table, but it has to stay in the garage or in the basement because I don't have room to put it in the garage. You know, like we have folding chairs. You know, every family has some folding chairs. Ours, of course, should be in the garage, but no, they're in the basement. All right, I need to let it go. I can't. I want my garage. I want to actually put a car. I'll even put her car in it. It doesn't have to be my car. How's that? You think that would be motivation? All right, let's go back to the phones and welcome Jay. Jay, welcome to First Shift. Happy holidays to you. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays to you, Tony. I feel for your dilemma. I know how it is with fighting with the wife. about issues. Some are no win, but maybe what you can do is sell something on eBay and set her up, and actually let her spend some of that money from let's say just start with the carriage and set her up with an account. So she can start selling on eBay.
Now, you know what? That's a good idea. That's actually a very good idea.
That's try a it very out. See what happens. Idea.
Yeah, because I actually, a few years ago, I did sell some stuff on eBay and was very successful. And I know that, you know, some of this stuff, like, you know, I wouldn't want to ship this baby carriage because it's too large. It would be too expensive to ship it. So I know that you can actually do it where you have to buy it local or you have to pick it up yourself. So you can always designate it that way. You know, even Craigslist would work, Jay.
Hey, give it a shot.
You know what? Thank you. Finally a solution. Now I got to convince her to let me sell the stuff. Now that's the next one is let's sell it. You know, I don't know. Oh, sweet Jesus. I got to figure it out. I've got to figure it out. All
how
right,
old
we're
is this stuff?
You know, some of it's fairly new. Some of it's fairly old.
Oh, I was going to say you could do that antique roadshow and maybe.
Oh, no, nothing more. That's. No, there's nothing. Nothing that's. It would belong in the antique category. It would belong in the old enough to be garbage, but not old enough to be antique. All right, we'll take a break here. When we come back, a quick update on city council. And the city of Detroit and Mayor Bing. You know, it's interesting to be a powerless council, which is what the city council in Detroit is right now. The power to suggest, which is basically the power to do nothing. This is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
Happy holidays, Detroit. This is Attorney Richard Bernstein thanking all the listeners out there who make this city work every day to make this city stronger. The listeners of this show are the backbone, the people who fight, the people who make a difference, and are the people that I love the most.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family, and UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
Recently on First Shift.
Joining me now is Jerry Persaud, the Senior Vice President of Advancement at Gleaners Community Food Bank.
Probably the single biggest thing that's happening is happening at the federal level now, and that's looking at the food stamp program. In 2006, there were 26.5 million people participating in the food stamp program. Then you had the economic decrease, and in 2011, there were 44.2 million. That's a huge increase in the number of people seeking food help. And so if you cut that program by 10%, the jobs aren't there for people. What are they going to do? That will have a tremendous impact on what's going to happen at our local level.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on 1310 WDTW.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olsen, too. He's comes over.
interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, Diggity Doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and tell him what's on your mind. 1-888-552-3595. This is First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
All right, well, the garage dilemma goes on, but we have other things to get to. And I guess, like I said, I'm probably stuck waiting until spring to deal with it. Although I think it's a great idea to try to sell some of this stuff in pieces as we work our way through the winter months. And see if we can whittle it down to that. But in the meantime, an update this morning. As you know, the city of Detroit, and as we'll talk about a little bit later on this morning, as the governor appointed a emergency financial manager in Flint yesterday. Is Detroit getting one? That is the big question. Of course, the city council does not want one for a variety of reasons, and it all makes sense to me. Can they fight it in time? The problem is the proposal that the city council has come up with may save them the needed dollars to keep them functioning financially. The problem is they don't have the power to implement their own suggestions. They need the mayor and the governor to do that for them. And there is no guarantee that that will happen. Here's an update from Channel 7.
Two of the nine city council members will formally present the entire body's plan to keep the city from going broke and just possibly keep an emergency manager out of Detroit. Gary Brown and Ken Cockrell Jr. are meeting with Mayor Bing's money man to lay out these recommendations. Some are just like the mayor's. The big difference? Council's calling for more than twice the number of layoffs. We're told the city is already running out of money.
Right now, we're having vendors that are complaining that they're not being paid. We're having retirees complaining that they're not getting their last payout. And so because that's happening, we're already running out of cash. We're making a decision that if we pay those bills, we may not be able to make payroll.
Following this afternoon's meeting, Brown and Cockrell will report back to their colleagues. Tomorrow, there'll be a vote, and they could send their recommendations to Lansing.
I think the key is that we drive those discussions to closure very quickly and come to some consensus, hopefully, as a council and as a mayor. Time is not our ally.
The entire council wants to sit down with the unions Thursday morning to talk about concessions. But some unions may not be in a bargaining mood because six council members voted today to end the so-called 13th check, which gives retirees a bonus when their pension fund makes extra money.
I tried to convey to them that that would have a chilling effect on any discussions we had with regards to negotiations.
Okay, and that is the that's the update on that. Again, a powerless city council. Not that the recommendations aren't necessarily solid recommendations. The bottom line is nobody's going to be happy no matter what happens. You know, I've got to remind you. You know, when we talked with AFSCME on the show here last week, one of the things that became clear is that no matter what the unions decide to do, the city's going to cut jobs anyway. It's a matter of how many. So what's the motivation for opening up the collective bargaining agreements and taking less money? There would be none. I mean, zero. There's no benefit to the worker at all. In fact, there's not even a benefit to the city at this point. It would be a waste of time because we don't even know the amount of jobs that are going to be eliminated. And, you know, how many jobs do we save? We need hard, concrete numbers. And I don't know that anybody can give us hard, concrete numbers. If you were to go to the union and say, if you give us a concession of 10%, we can guarantee you X amount of jobs, that might change the conversation. But the word guarantee will not and cannot fit into that discussion. It just can't. So what's the motivation for the unions in the city to open up the CBA for any purpose at all? There is none. There is absolutely none. And you can't put that on the union. And that's clearly true. You can't put that on the union. It would be terribly unfair to do that. Again, lots of challenges. A lot of municipalities have challenges. But, you know, again, the city council can recommend until they are literally going crazy The mayor does not have to take the recommendation because the city council does not have the right to lay off people. They don't have the right to make cuts. They don't have the right to do anything but recommend. I think I've made that clear. And that makes them powerless. I would imagine that that would be quite frustrating. And it actually makes sense why the mayor's office and the city council probably argues as much as they do, right? When all you can do is recommend, and there's no, these are non-binding recommendations, that would get frustrating. You know, all the mayor has to do is say, doesn't matter how much work you've put into this, doesn't matter how many sleepless nights you've had, no, I don't want to do this. I don't like your plan, and I'm not going to do it. That would be frustrating, no question about it. But it's the reality of their charter. Which is, of course, you know, what we were really hoping that what they were hoping the new charter would resolve was to give the city council some kind of power, which it does not. All right, let's turn our attention to our first shift Facebook poll question of the day. Yesterday, Men's Health magazine came out with ratings of the saddest cities in America. And where does Detroit fit in? Number two. Detroit is the second, according to Men's Health magazine, the second saddest city in the country. So the question today on Facebook, all you have to do is go to the Facebook page or go to Facebook, search for First Shift. You'll find us and answer the question, which is close to the very top. Simple question. Men's Health Magazine has rated Detroit the second saddest city in America based on a variety of factors. Do you agree? And to this point, the answers are no. Detroit is not the second saddest city in America. And again, it is based on a variety of factors, including unemployment, including suicide rate, etc. I don't know. I don't think it's necessarily the saddest, you know, one of the saddest places in the country. I think it's actually kind of an odd designation, don't you? Just kind of odd.
It is. Well, I mean, I don't even know what they base it on. Would they survey the people and compare surveys for different cities?
Yeah, Men's Health said it looked at suicide and unemployment rates and the number of people using antidepressants. To come up with a list of top frown towns, St. Petersburg, Florida, topped the list, followed by Detroit, Memphis, Tennessee, and Tampa, Florida.
St. Petersburg?
Yeah.
That would not have been my first guess if you're asking me the saddest city. Anthony even said his first guess would have been Seattle because you think it's so dreary.
Right. No, not at all. In fact, in the top of the list, the happiest cities are Honolulu, Hawaii, Manchester, New Hampshire, Fargo, North Dakota, of all places, top the list is the happiest places in America. So, go figure.
Fargo, I wonder why. Well, obviously, maybe there's just not enough. Well, there's not a lot of people you would think that would be using depressants, I guess. Maybe those people just like a simpler living life, and you get that out there.
Certainly you get that out there, no question. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk a little a little support for the transgendered and gay community. We'll visit with the Occupy Detroit folks, and we're going to have plenty of open line time today. So I'm hoping that you're in the mood to talk, because I'm always in the mood to talk. Better be, it's what I do. We'll take a break. Diane Cross coming up with traffic and weather. Want to pay attention to that traffic before you hit the door today. Slow down, be careful. This is First Shift. You're listening to 1310 WDTW.
Team 10 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Our total traffic update, Tony, brought to you by DTE Energy. Still have the closure of the Southfield Freeway. That'll be all morning, if not all day. Flooding on Southfield near I-94. Get off at Michigan Avenue and avoid a lot of that by going west to Telegraph. 75 north after Big Beaver, that earlier semi-accident still trying to clear. Also 75 north near Clay, we've got a problem off to the right side.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW. Motor City Weather.
the forecast from the National Weather Service, it looks like all of this is going to clear. At some point today, we'll see some sun and a high near 41. Tonight, clear and 24. Tomorrow, sunny and 41. Right now, overcast, 32 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Anthony from First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Weekday 6 to 9, right here on 1310 WDTW, Dearborn, Detroit.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. The tents have been taken down and more than 200 Occupy Los Angeles protesters were arrested this morning. CNN Sandra Endo reports the police action came a couple days after an eviction deadline passed.
The mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, made the order on Sunday at midnight, telling protesters that was the end to this encampment. Police didn't go in at that time. They said that wasn't the right time to start clearing out the camp. So the protesters knew that they were violating the law, and it was just a matter of time until the cops were going to come in.
Good news for users of that popular cholesterol-lowering drug, Lipitor. CNN's Matt Sherry reports cheaper generic versions are on the way.
Lipitor loses its patent protection today. When those rights expire, other companies can make the same drug. That competition means less expensive generic versions. Lipitor is the best-selling prescription drug in the world. Doctors have prescribed it to more than 17 million people. Sales of Lipitor topped $5 billion in the U.S. last year.
The Obama administration wants graphic pictures and messages showing the dangers of smoking on cigarette packs. It's repealing a federal judge's decision that would have blocked that from happening. The judge cited First Amendment rights. European leaders are working to bring Europe's debt crisis under control. They're holding an emergency meeting in Brussels. CNN's Richard Quest reports the U.S. has a vested interest.
The bilateral trade between these two blocks is so huge that any disruption will take everybody down with it. This is not something that's a European problem.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton arrived this morning in Myanmar. She's the highest level U.S. official to visit the country in more than half a century. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday. It's your last chance to save up to $160 by mail-in rebate when you purchase four eligible Goodyear or Dunlop tires with your Sears card. Plus, save big on all tires. And get any service and we'll give you a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale and rebate ends 12/3. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
For months, we've been telling you about aggressive cost-cutting moves at some of the nation's biggest banks, but now smaller banks are beginning to wield the job axe. The Wall Street Journal reports more than 2,500 small banks cut their workforces 2.5% in the third quarter. That adds up to just over 20,000 jobs lost. The report predicts the pace of layoffs soon will pick up more. The United States and the European Union already sport the biggest trading relationship in the world. Europe buys a $500 billion worth of U.S. goods and services every year. Now the U.S. and the EU want to make that relationship closer. Talks toward a major trade agreement already have spurred a deal cutting cargo security red tape. Asian and European indexes mostly down 0.5% in trading today, but U.S. stock futures have turned to the green. S&P futures up 11 points. NASDAQ futures up 22. That's a 1% advance. Dow futures right now up 86 points. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Perlman.
Yes, Mr. Fernwell.
I've got an important job for you. Bob from Account Temps is on his way.
Bob?
Make sure he has an office, a laptop, some of those little yellow sticky notes.
Bob from Account Temps?
Yes, they always have highly skilled temporaries. Why, we may hire him full-time.
Full-time?
That'll free us up to go after new business, do more for our current clients.
Surf the Internet.
Pardon?
But is that out loud?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Business people are traveling lighter, leaving laptops behind, switching to iPads. But the iPad can't replace your office computer unless you have the Go to My PC app for the iPad. It's the missing link. It turns your iPad into your computer. With Go to My PC by Citrix, you can access your office computer from your Mac or PC and now from your iPad. Try it free for 45 days today. Download the free app, then visit gotomypc.com, click the Try It Free button, enter promo code 45.
Progressive. Favoring or advocating progress, change, improvement, or reform, as opposed to wishing to maintain things as they are. Conservative. Disposed to preserve existing conditions or institutions, or to restore traditional ones, and to limit change. First Shift with Tony Trupiano. A rational path to follow in order to forge ahead, allowing for deliberate advancement and a way forward that benefits the entirety of society while allowing a difference of opinion. Well, two out of three ain't bad. Now, here's Tony Trupiano.
And welcome back just after 7 o'clock, just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour. And we've got an interesting hour for you, that's for sure. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk a little bit about the program that's happening this evening. And as any of you that listen to the show for any period of time know, we are strong advocates for the LGBTQ community, and this is one of our ways to express that, is to occasionally have somebody on. We have a guest. We'll get to that in just a minute. At 7:50, as we do every day, we'll be checking in with Occupy Detroit. I'll allow them to occupy first shift for a little bit of time, find out what's going on in their world this morning, as there's always something going on in their world. And, of course, we want to remind you, you are always welcome to join us. If we have a guest, just make it make your comments, please, topical to our guest. It's that simple. 888-552-3595. That's 888-552-3595. Let me now turn my attention to my guest, first guest in this hour. And as I mentioned, there is going to be a panel discussion this evening on anti-gay and anti-transgender hate crimes in Michigan. The panel is actually quite an impressive panel. Barbara McCrae, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, Professor Peter Hammer, the Director of the Damon J. Keith Center for Civil Rights. My guest today will be on there, Nusra Ventimiglia with Equality Michigan. She is the Director of Victim Services and people from the FBI Civil Rights Investigators Office. So let us welcome Nusra to the program today. And I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. And good morning and happy holidays to you.
Good morning and thank you and happy holidays to you too.
Well, I appreciate you getting up early to tell us about this evening's panel discussion. More importantly than that, though, this isn't just about tonight. It's not just about this discussion. It's about a greater discussion that we need to be having in a more permanent way and in a more profound way on, you know, crimes that affect the transgendered, gay, lesbian, and questioning community. And then, and God knows, Nusrat, God knows that there is not enough attention spent to this, on this issue. So tell us, what is the, beyond what I think is the obvious, what's the point of tonight's panel discussion?
Well, you know, this is really meant to be a community conversation between the LGBT community as well as allies and our federal partners, and, you know, to try to understand both what the problem is, to understand the nature of hate crimes against gay and transgender people, and to understand what resources might be available that people didn't know about in the past. So really it's more of a dialogue, and so we're encouraging people to come out and ask questions to find out more.
Well, I think it's important to do that. One of the things that I forgot to do, so let me do that right now, is mention where this is at, because that's important. It's at 5:30, by the way, this afternoon at Wayne State University Law School's Spencer Auditorium. We're going to post this to our Facebook page because you have actually asked people to RSVP using your Facebook page, correct?
That's correct, but it's absolutely not necessary. It's a completely open event. Everyone is welcome. And you can certainly find out more on Facebook or through our website, www.equalitymichigan.org, and find out more, find out the time. And as you mentioned, Barbara McQuaid will be there, as well as FBI civil rights investigators, Peter Hammer, professor, director of the David J. Keith Law Center.
I'm pretty impressed with the guest list, by the way. I'm pretty impressed with the guest list. It's not easy, as you folks know, because you're in the fight every day. It's hard to get people to commit to doing this kind of stuff. The people that you have committed is amazing, because these are very busy people. You should be very, very proud of that. You've done so well in getting some great people to have this discussion. It's interesting because it comes on the day after the anti-bullying measure passes in the Senate. And Nusra, as you know, not everybody's happy with the way that law has come to be. And we're assuming the governor will sign it as is. It's not enumerated. It certainly isn't good news for everybody. Although it's better than what we did have, it just didn't go far enough. Fair enough to say that's true?
I think that is correct. I mean, going back to both the guest speakers tonight and the problem at large, this is about the right to survival for gay and transgender people. And that's what, focusing on hate crimes and, bringing awareness to people is about. But as far as the anti-bullying measure, it's certainly there was a lot of negative attention focused on Michigan because of the really terrible way things were developing. And certainly just having a bullying anti-bullying bill isn't enough. Having one that actually works and actually does protect all children is the most important thing. And, it's unfortunate that we couldn't get the type of bill that would have done that.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, my guest is Nusra Ventimiglia. She is the Director of Victim Services for Equality Michigan. And again, you can find more information about tonight's program at their website, which is equalitymichigan.org. On Facebook, just search for Equality Michigan. You will find it very quickly. It'll pop right up. And you may want to commit. Now, let's, for a moment, Nusra, talk in real terms about hate crimes against the LGBT community. We don't really hear a lot about them unless it's sensational. The transgender teen who was recently, whose torso was recently found burned beyond recognition. That makes the news. But, with regard to hate crimes in the state of Michigan, are we seeing an increase in them? Are we seeing a leveling off? Are we seeing a decrease? How are things going in Michigan?
Well, I can tell you, we collect statistics for the state of Michigan and report them nationally. Nationally, we found last year that there was a 13% increase in reports of violent crimes, violent hate crimes, and murders were at the second highest rate in a decade. Over a decade. In Michigan last year, our numbers weren't quite as high, but there were probably other factors leading to that. I can tell you since January, unfortunately, we've seen a drastic increase in violent crimes, a lot more assaults, and it's been nonstop almost, but we can, we've thankfully had federal partners to help us in addressing these crimes and making sure they're investigated. But certainly a lot more needs to be done on the prevention front.
Is it fair to say that whether it's local police or at the federal level, and I'm talking about the feds, the FBI, is it fair to say that there is more cooperation between the LGBT community and law enforcement?
Yes, absolutely. Things have just progressed and gotten a lot better than, obviously, things were not always so great historically. And there's been a lot of tension between the gay and transgender community and law enforcement for many reasons, you know, discrimination and profiling and things like that. But, you know, especially with federal authorities, since the Shepherd Byrd Amendment was passed into law, signed into law in October 2009 by President Obama, it is now a federal hate crime to act based on biased motivation against, based on real or perceived sexual orientation or gender identity. It's not a state hate crime. So, you know, the federal investigators can approach it as a hate crime if there are certain other factors involved to, you know, bring federal jurisdiction into play. But the state can't investigate as a hate crime. So that certainly does affect how these cases are treated. They're still investigated on a basic criminal level, but not, as I mentioned, not as hate crimes.
Well, you know, it's always good to hear that there's progress, but it's always what's better is that the dialogue is getting better. Access to information is getting better. Events like this evening's at Wayne State are critical to opening up lines of communication. And that's right. We can't do enough of this kind of stuff. We really can't. Not that you can ever get caught up, because you can't. You can't make up for what hasn't happened, but you certainly could make sure that moving into the future, and certainly part of the mission of Equality Michigan is to make sure that these opportunities for discussion, you know, are available, are accessible to people, that they are open to the public, that this is a chance to, you know, really go and you can participate at any level you want. You can be as quiet as you want or as aggressive as you want. But it's important that we have these opportunities, and certainly we have seen the community respond to it. Hopefully you're going to have a good response this evening.
Absolutely. And again, that's 5:30 at Wayne State University Law School. And that's really the whole point of this, is just to make sure that we bring awareness and that we are advocating for the gay and transgender community, that we make sure that our voices are heard and heard by these people who really have great access and power to make decisions to better conditions for all people.
Absolutely. Well, again, Nusra Ventimiglia, I want to thank you so much. EqualityMichigan.org. We'll have the stuff up on Facebook here in just a few minutes. Thanks so much. Good luck this evening, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you again in the future, and happy holidays to you.
Thank you. Same to you.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be open lines till 7:50, so stay tuned for that. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW.
This is Ron Brewer, chair of the Michigan Democratic Party, bringing holiday greetings to everybody, and I hope that everybody in the spirit of the season will reach out to their neighbors, to the homeless, those who lack food, those who lack the basics of life, and lend a helping hand in the spirit of the season.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Big delays just about everywhere. I-96 is a mess between the Davison and the Southfield Freeway. Numerous accidents both directions. Those heading out on 94 through Allen Park, Dearborn area, numerous accidents. Big delays from Michigan out to Telegraph. Part of that because of all of the traffic that cannot use the Southfield Freeway because it's closed between Oakwood and I-94.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Aco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/save energy.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a mix of sun and clouds. Today a high of 41. Tonight clear and 24. Tomorrow sunny and 41. Right now overcast and 32 at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
For over 150 years, Tag Heuer Swiss Luxury Watches has brilliantly fused technology with design. And Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, has an incredible selection to choose from.
That's Jared!
Time and again, Tag Heuer has revolutionized watchmaking with luxury sport timepieces, including the sleek avant-garde Link collection and the vintage glamour of the Carrera heritage. Now at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Nothing worse than feeling stuffed up. Maximum Strength Mucinex D helps relieve congestion two ways. It breaks up mucus and reduces nasal swelling. It knocks Mr. Mucus and his pal the nasal sweller out for the count. Mucinex. Mucus out, use as directed.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter.
At most stores, holiday shopping is hard. Staples makes it easy to find great gifts like the latest e-readers from Kindle and Nook to laptops and tablets. And all at great prices. Easy shopping, easy savings. Staples, that was easy.
A gift of love from Western Union.
To my niece, who has her own special way of looking at things, it's money for a new digital camera. To me, it's being able to see the world through her eyes.
This holiday, be there for the ones you love with Western Union. Send $50 across town or anywhere within the U.S. for just $5. It's perfect for everyone on your list. Up to $50 for $5, fast, at participating agent locations. Western Union, moving money for better.
Stay connected with us. First Shift is on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, like us, love us. At Tony Trupiano on Twitter and add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today.
Don't adjust your radio. This transmission is meant for you. It's First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Thanks for punching in. Diane Cross just in the studio with me and just letting me know how insane the traffic report is today. Of course, we've been following along, and, you know, she's apologizing. And, of course, no need to apologize, Diane. We know you're not causing the accidents, or is she? Or is she? That's the question. Of course she's not. We are open lined for the next half hour, so if you care to join us, do it. Now's the time. 888-552-3595. Tony at thetonyshow.org. And on Twitter, at Tony Trupiano. Jeff hands me a story during the break that's pretty interesting. Not only does this guy win $1 million lottery prize once, he's now won it twice, which is pretty fabulous. By the way, the odds of winning the lottery, a million-dollar lottery, the particular lottery he was playing, is 1 in 5,040,000. There are no odds to winning the million-dollar prize lottery twice. They just don't have them. So I don't think you double it. I don't think it works that way. That's pretty insane. First time he won, he set some of the money aside for college funds for his children. This time he's going to donate some of the money to charity, keep some of it, of course. He was just at a local gas station picking up some stuff for a head cold and bought a couple scratch-off tickets. And lo and behold, he did the scratching, and he had won. Have you ever won any kind of big, you know, lottery, Jeff? Anything?
No.
I don't mean like millions of dollars, but, you know, maybe than 20 bucks.
I think the one thing I won was like a raffle at a, you know, fire department raffle, and it was the biggest prize was like a stuffed animal when I was a kid or something.
Oh, okay. Well, that doesn't count.
No, I mean, I never win. It seems like I never win anything. Like, we give scratchaways, you know, for Christmas and stocking stuffers and everything. And my cousins will constantly be like, oh, my gosh, $40. Hey, $100. And I look over at mine, and I'm like, I think I'm up to, like, $3 over here.
Well, you and I have that in common.
And it doesn't matter. Like, we can trade beforehand, before we scratch them off, you know. Oh, yeah, trade. That way, you know, we'll even mix and match. And no matter how the outcome comes, the ones that I have in my hand will just be $3 to $5. That's it.
Well, I had a relative that when the Michigan Lottery first started back in whenever it was, but it was when it first started, the second week it was around, she actually won a couple million dollars. And I don't remember exactly. She wasn't a close enough aunt where I or my family got any of that money. It was, you know, she was whatever. But I know that she spread the money around a little bit. But it was a significant amount of money, and she actually, if I remember the story correctly, she got the numbers, it was the serial numbers off the table she had just bought. That's how she chose her numbers.
Wow.
So, but that was lots of years ago.
That's how, and this isn't lottery, but that's how my friend plays roulette at the casino. Somebody will just be yelling, hey, $5.50 for that sandwich or whatever. And he'd be like, okay, I'm putting it on $50. You know, like, just hears numbers around him and he'll bet on them. And he does really well.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, you know, I've never really won anything. And you know, in that regard, I'm trying to think, you know, even with like a scratch off ticket, I don't buy them. So it's when somebody gives them to me. But you know, I maybe $50, and I'm having a hard time even remembering if that's happened.
See, that's the thing. I never in my life, I cannot remember at all. Not even for other people. I've never bought scratch off tickets or lottery tickets or anything.
Well, there's
unless
one for you.
Giving them
How
to
would
me.
You feel if you bought for a holiday or a birthday, you bought somebody a lottery ticket and they ended up scratching it and winning $250,000?
Like I gave them the best Christmas present ever?
Right. How would you feel about that? And be honest with me. Would you be like, you know, that's actually my money? Or would you be like, hey, it was a gift and you won. Good for you. God bless you.
No, that's exactly how I'd feel like, hey, just remember who gave you the best Christmas present ever. Like, I wouldn't expect anything, but when you tell the story, make sure Jeff gave me this. You know what I'm saying? Like you could give, no matter what gift you give after that, again, monetarily, not necessarily, a heartfelt gift, but, you know, you're like, oh, let me think back to the best Christmas presents. Oh, yeah, I won, you know, $250,000, and Jeff gave me the tip. You know, I'd want to be part of that story.
So that's it. You'd be happy with that. You wouldn't expect them to go out and buy you something big.
No, not at all.
Like a car.
A car. Thanks for the Christmas present. Here's a car.
Well, you know, I'm just
saying. Then I'd have to go and return the thing. Return the favor, right? Oh, you got me a car. Here's a gift basket until we keep getting smaller and smaller.
Well, you know, it started off with you giving them the ticket that got them the money to begin with. I don't think you need to give them anything more than that. No, that would pretty much end your obligation, I would think. Go figure. I think it's wonderful this guy's done this twice. I think it's wonderful that he's taken care of his children. He is a single father, by the way, of three, and he's taking care of his children from an education standpoint, and that he's going to take some of this money and donate it to charity. It sounds to me like he's doing the right thing all the way around, so good for him.
Isn't it kind of cool, too, that, yeah, exactly, that he does the right thing with both times? Like, he wins the lottery, and you don't hear, he blew it on this, or, you know, he bought a lavish stuff for him. He set it aside for college funds for his three kids. And you're like, oh, that's a good, you know, even for him, he's still going to work. He's still doing his everyday thing. He just kind of put the money aside and like, oh, that's a bonus.
Well, you know, occasionally the newspapers, and I'm sure there have been documentaries done on this, maybe some news reports, of past lottery winners that ended up crashing and burning. You know, they just... Either they ended up going bankrupt or, you know, they had some horrible thing happen to them. You know, and it's happened more than you realize. And so it's, you know, not always a blessing to win a bunch of money. Now, I'm not saying winning $1 million isn't a lot of money, but once you back out taxes, And you're talking about state taxes and federal taxes. You know, that $1 million probably is closer to, Jeff, I'm saying like $600,000. And that, again, not that that's not a lot of money, because it is. But, you know, it's not as much money as you think. Somebody that wins one of those, you know, multi-million dollar lotteries where they're, you know, they won $150 million and they take the whatever it is, you know, the one lump sum. You know, oftentimes you hear stories of these people doing very poorly or investing the money in the wrong thing or everybody coming after them. I'm telling you, if I ever won the lottery, I wouldn't want anyone to know.
Yeah, and that does astound me when people are like, yeah, it was me. My parents have always said that.
I don't think they have a choice. I think that they have to.
I thought you do.
No, I don't believe it's true any longer. I think they did change it, and I'm not sure why. I think it was from a marketing standpoint because people would say, hey, listen, no, I don't want people knowing that I won, you know, so. You know, but people like, you know, of course, you know, like everything else, you know, the marketing. The lottery is, you know, part of the responsibility of that state. And so maybe that's part of the deal, but I wouldn't like it. I would be very uncomfortable with everybody knowing I'm the one that won.
Well, suddenly you have cousins you've never heard of before.
No, absolutely.
And this is always a good debate, too, about the lottery. Would you do one lump sum, or would you take the many payments out over time?
Well, let's find out after the break. One lump sum or many payments over time. All right, this is First Shift. I'm Tony Truppiano. Happy holidays to each and every one of you. At 7:50, we will be visiting with Occupy Detroit. We'll be talking presidential politics. In the 8 o'clock hour, by the way, we are open lines the entire hour. Feel free to join us at any time. 888-552-3595. This is First Shift. We'll be back.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by Ford Driving Skills for Life, and you're going to need those skills this morning. We have so many accidents everywhere. Southfield Freeway closed, Oakwood to 94. 94 traffic has picked up between Michigan and Telegraph. Numerous accidents, icy conditions on the ramps. Big delays through there. 275 North near Ford Road. Looks like drivers on 75 North near Big Beaver. 96 between Southfield and the Davison. We've had numerous accidents through there.
Wintertime driving can be hazardous, especially for newly licensed teen drivers. Visit Ford Driving Skills for Life's award-winning website at drivingskillsforlife.com for great safe driving tips.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a mix of sun and clouds. Today, a high of 41. Tonight, clear and 24. Tomorrow, sunny and 41. Right now, overcast and 32 at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Truppiano.
Workers Independent News. I'm Doug Cunningham. National Nurses United, together with other U.S. unions and their supporters, will rally Wednesday in solidarity with public workers in the United Kingdom. America's labor movement is rallying in solidarity with the biggest UK public worker strike in a generation. Jean Ross is a co-president of National Nurses United.
What we are doing is showing the rest of the world that globally we are acting in concert with other people in this world who work for a living and are being asked to sacrifice and fix a problem that's been going on for some time in the financial sector that has damaged us, it has damaged the globe, truthfully, and it will continue to do so as long as the policies they're putting in effect continue to damage those of us that work.
National Nurses United will join other unions in UK public worker solidarity actions in Washington, D.C., Boston, Chicago, Orlando, and San Francisco. When Governor Scott Walker was campaigning for office, he pledged to create 250,000 new jobs in Wisconsin by the end of his first term. As Jesse Russell reports, that's looking increasingly unlikely.
If he survives a recall effort, Walker will need to spend the next 3 years creating more than 450,000 new jobs if he intends to keep his campaign promise. According to a study released this week by the Center on Wisconsin Strategy, Wisconsin now has an enormous jobs deficit of 205,200 jobs. That's the difference between the number of jobs Wisconsin has and the number it needs to regain its pre-recession employment. That number includes the 140,700 jobs Wisconsin lost, plus the 64,500 additional jobs it needs to keep up with the 2.2% growth in population since the recession began. During Walker's first 6 months in office, the state was moving in the right direction, gaining 38,800 jobs. However, during the second half of his first year, the state's lost 27,600 jobs.
Unless Congress acts quickly, 2 million people who can't find work will lose their unemployment benefits in January. A total of at least 6 million will run out of jobless benefits during 2012 unless Congress extends emergency unemployment benefits. The AFL-CIO is urging people to sign an online petition calling on Congress to extend the benefits. The Labor Federation says the Republican-run U.S. House may not extend those jobless benefits in time. The AFL-CIO says the current so-called GOP jobs agenda does nothing to create jobs, but would weaken workers' collective bargaining rights, gut workplace safety and health rules, end environmental and consumer protections, and stop health care regulations and financial safeguards designed to prevent another Great Depression. This newscast made possible in part by the American Federation of Teachers, a union of professionals. You've been listening to WIND, Workers Independent News. For more information, visit laborradio.org.
My favorite way to wake up in the morning is with Tony Trupiano. And first shift, first shift, first shift on 1310 WDTW. Now here's Tony.
35 minutes after the hour, welcome back. We'd asked the question before the break. You win the lottery, would you take it in one lump sum, as the majority of people seem to do, or would you take a little bit of it over time? And that is the age-old question. There's got to be a reason, Jeff, that most people choose the one lump sum, though.
Yeah, you get to invest right away. You know, a dollar now compared to a dollar down the road, you know, it's worth more to you right now than it is if you have to wait for it, right?
But you seem to get less if you take it all now.
Well, yeah. But then again, if you take it all now and you smartly invest, you can actually end up with more in the end, right? Isn't that the thought? At least you're putting the trust in your own hands.
That's a great question. I'm the one that asked the question. Why do people mostly take it up front?
So what would you do then?
Depending on how much it was. If I won the lottery for $290 million, whatever the lump sum would be, I'd probably take the lump sum. If it were a smaller amount, let's say $25 million, I'd probably take it over time.
I think it would depend, too, on how strong you think this is. I mean, if it's a lottery system that you think is going to be around, I would be worried if I go, well, give me it to...
I wouldn't worry about that. That's guaranteed money.
It depends on where you win the lottery through. If it's like a state lottery, then yeah.
Well, yeah, but what other lottery would you play?
Oh, I play a lot of black market lotteries.
Do you?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, because I wasn't sure where this one was going, but I was awfully damned interested.
I've always thought, I can wait. I can be patient. Give me that constant check, and that way I know I won't overspend my limit. And, not that I have a problem doing that at all, but I've always thought, I can wait. It'd be kind of cool to keep getting money instead of, give it to me all at once so I can blow it.
Well, certainly one of the benefits to getting it all up front is you control it. You control it all. And so you can decide immediately how you want to divvy it up, and that's great. It's wonderful. It's your money. You don't have to wait. Let's say that there's an opportunity that comes along, and, you don't have to say, well, geez, I don't get a check for another 9 months, so I got to wait, 9 months to make that decision. So that might be part of the reason. I don't really know. But if we're talking about one of those mega lotteries where you're winning, $300 million, and then after taxes and all that, it ends up being $150 million, how bad is that, Jeff? I can live with $150 million.
You think so?
Yeah, I could.
Like 100 less than that.
I could live with a million, but I'm just saying, if we were to make the choice. Not a tough choice for me, really. If it ended up being $150 million on a $300 million win, I'm okay with that.
While we're throwing out still talking about the lottery, I saw something the other day. I guess this is maybe an old idea, but it was kind of cool to me. You see a lot of, the Powerball stuff where it's $350 million jackpot, right?
Right.
Would you be less inclined to play if they decided, okay, instead of... one winner at $350 million, we'll create like $150 or $300 million winners. So suddenly you're in creating more millionaires, well, like you said, without taxes, but creating more winners to stimulate the economy because now they'd be spending the money.
No, I think people by nature want to roll the dice. They want to roll the dice and win big.
See, I would want to be, with the odds going up, $301 million winners, I'd be like, man, I got a much better shot at being one of those.
I think you would be in the minority. I really do. I think that people like to think that they're the only one. I remember, again, reading a story a few years ago where, there was, again, another one of those mega lotteries that, was like, $319 million, and 18 people won. They weren't all connected to the same group, but, you can have... the same numbers and be from different parts of the country, whatever. Anyway, 18 or 19 people had won. And, they were actually grumbling about that because it lessened the amount of money, quote unquote, they won because they didn't win at all. So I think honestly that people, Jeff, would rather, win it all than to share it.
I can live off $500,000 would be great. $1 million would be great. I don't need much. I mean, I guess once you get that money, then you look around and you start hanging out with millionaires and you're like, okay, now I'm the poorest millionaire here. I don't know if I would be that. I would be fine with, I could sock it away and just live my simple, non-complicated life,
I'm the poorest millionaire here. I love that.
I think that's a real theory, though. People start, you move up, you get a better job, you look around and you're like, well, wait a minute, now I'm the poorest guy in that has this job, and then you kind of strive for the next thing.
All right, there's sometimes my email pisses me off. That the nasty angry guy that writes me stuff like, I hope you have a heart attack on your way to your next meeting, that guy.
Yeah, the Hallmark card writer.
Yeah, he just sent me two real special ones. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's welcome Jim in Garden City. Merry Christmas to you, Jim. Welcome to First Shift. What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, I just tuned in and you're talking about what you would do with your money and the whole thing. I was lucky enough to be invited to a veterans thing that was put on by Financial Folk. And bottom line is right now, this is why people are out freezing their butts and getting their heads busted, because Wall Street's got it that even if you had $1 million right now, you don't have an instrument. Unless you're in the inside track, the man threw out, one of the speakers threw out a big deal. You put $20,000 into a time deposit.
Uh-huh.
10 years later, you'd make $20. Is the way that the system is rigged right now, and these are financial people.
Right.
These are people representing UBS and Pam Shaw. I don't know if you know the name in a whole bit. But that's one of the reasons why people went to Wall Street in the first place, because it's rigged so badly against the little people. So that's pretty much, you'd be hard-pressed to find an instrument that would give you a fair amount of money.
No, and again, Jim, thanks for your call. This is it's one of those things where let's hope that we're all in that situation one day. Gee, what do we do with our winnings? Wouldn't that be a nice problem to have to deal with? Maybe it wouldn't be. I don't know. I doubt that I'm ever going to be in that situation. I don't play the lottery that often. Jeff, do you play it at all?
Never bought, like I said, unless somebody gives me something, I've never bought a ticket.
All right, so you've never bought a lottery ticket for the normal, regular lottery. No, I'm not talking about a scratch-off. I'm talking about, you pick your numbers. And,
right.
No, you've not done that.
I've played it before because people have been, hey, here's a lottery ticket for your birthday. So I've been part of that.
Oh, so it wasn't a scratch-off. It was the actual lottery.
Yeah. Okay. Well, no, people have bought scratch-offs for me, too.
Right. No, but I'm saying the regular lottery. That's what I'm referring to. The scratch-offs aren't the big-ticket items.
No.
For the most part.
Actually, I don't know if this counts. I've tossed a dollar in a group of guys sitting around playing Keno. I've been like, yeah, throw a dollar in there and make sure that my number is one of them. But I, that's as close as I've come to paying for a lottery ticket.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've played, but very infrequently. And like everybody else, I play when it gets to be astronomically large numbers where the odds of you winning become astronomically that much larger. So it, of course, makes no sense to play then, but that tells you what the brain does, and there's no logic to that. So, but I haven't played in a very long time. And that's when I learned that you can't buy, you know, I learned years ago you couldn't buy a lottery ticket with a credit card. Did you know that?
I did not. Not until right now.
You can't. Yeah, you can't. It's got to be cash.
I would assume that that's actually a pretty good rule now that I think about it. Because you could just rack up huge credit card charges. And
absolutely. Yeah, you can't even, I mean, you can't even do debit cards. You can't use it. It's got to be cash. You got to buy your lottery tickets with cash.
That doesn't. That part is kind of mystifying. Debit cards are basically your money.
Right, but they still, you know, it's just because you can overextend that. You know, you can play that game where, you know, you're basically, you know, overwriting. You're overdrawing. It's kind of like writing a check. You know, that's not gonna that it's gonna bounce.
You can really? I didn't know you could do that with your debit card.
Sure, you can. If let's say I've got $50 in my checking account. And I go out and make three quick stops, and I buy a gallon of milk, I buy three pairs of pants, and then I go somewhere else and spend another $80. The debit card is not going to quickly pick up that I bought those three things that quickly. So I will end up finding myself in arrears, unfortunately. And that's just the way it works. So that's why. I mean, because there are ways to overdraw even your debit card. So, yeah, it's got to be cash. And then that does make complete sense. It absolutely makes complete sense. But, yeah, there are ways around. There are ways around everything, Jeffrey. Unfortunately, there are ways around everything. All right. We got a couple minutes before the break. I want to set up something that I want to do in the next hour. We're going to take a look at Herman Cain. But at 8:35, we're going to take a look at a story that should be much bigger than it is. The Mackinac Center is considers themselves a nonpartisan think tank. The last thing they are is nonpartisan. They are extremely conservative. They've done something over the last few weeks that deserves your attention. You're not going to read about this in the news and the free press, unfortunately. They don't pick up stories that matter. And this is one of the stories that matters. So we are going to get to that at 8:35. I want you to pay attention, though, because what is happening, this is, of course, it'll go to the American Legislative Exchange Council. It goes to what the Mackinac Center is trying to position themselves as. But what they've done to try to eliminate the MEA as a legitimate union is something that you should be very concerned about. We're going to get to that in the next hour, 8:35. Stay where you're at. We're going to take a quick break here. When we come back, Occupy Detroit occupies First Shift as they do every day. This is 1310 WDTW. We'll be back.
My name is Stephen Henderson. I'm the editorial page editor of the Detroit Free Press, and I want to wish everybody who listens to First Shift a very happy holiday.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
And joining us now is Cheryl Witten, the president of the Michigan Advisory Board for Blessings in a Backpack.
Blessings in a Backpack is a national organization. This teacher was concerned because she had kids in her school who came back from the weekend tired and hungry and by no means ready to learn. These children are on the free and reduced lunch program during school week, but no one thought, what happens to these children when they go home on Friday? So came up with the very simple idea, let's pack a backpack with food to take home with them on Friday, and they would return their backpack on Monday to be refilled.
All right, so if I contact Blessings in a Backpack, MI.org, how do I get involved?
There is a page to make a donation, and then we as the Michigan Board will determine where the greatest need is.
Blessings in a Backpack, MI.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Marilyn Olson, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
You're listening to 1310 WDTW Detroit Progressive Talk, the home for First Shift with Tony Trupiano. Now here's Tony.
And welcome back. It is 7:50. That means just one thing on First Shift. It's time for Occupy Detroit to occupy the airwaves. And sure enough, one of our favorites, Shannon McEvely, joins us today to talk about a program that I know she's very personally excited about because it was her idea. Well, I'm right, aren't I, Shannon? This is your baby, right?
Yeah.
You and I share a passion for this topic. We really do. It's a big deal to me.
Yes, I think that you and I feel very, very similarly about voter registration and education. So.
No problem. So, you know, let's talk about what's going on. I believe it's Friday, right? Or is it Saturday?
Saturday.
Right, yeah, that's right.
Saturday? Yeah, Saturday is Noel night, which is a huge night in Midtown Detroit. I think most people probably know, but just in case, it's a night where there's over 60 businesses in Midtown participate, as well as all of the museums. All the museums are open late and are free. So people can walk around Midtown. Part of Woodward is closed. Walk around Midtown, around the museums, around the shops, around restaurants. There's choirs. There's marching bands. There's caroling. It's one of the biggest events for Midtown for the year. I don't know what the attendance was last year, but it's definitely in the thousands. So. Loving Noel night personally, I thought that this was going to be a really great opportunity to get Occupy Detroit voter registration efforts off the ground. So we're having our inaugural voter reg event this Saturday at Noel night. Still working some of the details out in terms of whether we want to meet a little bit early to do maybe some training for people who haven't done voter registration before. But the plan as it stands is to meet around 5:30 in Midtown, on the corner of Warren and Woodward, right in front of the Wayne State Student Center. And we're going to have lots of voter registration forms, clipboards. The idea is we're going to have some candy canes, hot cocoa, pass out for the kids. And then Occupy Detroit's outreach team is going to be there as well. Someone made some awesome, awesome Occupy Detroit shirts. And I think some scarves and things like that. And there's going to be some people out with Occupy Detroit literature. I'm heading up the voter reg operations, but I think this is a really good opportunity, like I said, to get our voter reg activities off the ground and get some really, you know, some really good visibility for the group.
Yeah, you know, one of the
now that we don't.
And well, Shannon, one of the things that I love about voter registration is that it's a nonpartisan issue. This isn't partisan at all. It's not like you're just targeting Democrats or you're just targeting Republicans or independents. You know, we're targeting people, anybody of the voting age. And that's what I love about this issue. You can't argue that it's partisan.
No, absolutely not. And that's one thing that I really, I think that that's why this is going to serve Occupy Detroit very well, as something to get behind. Because like you said, it's not partisan. I like I said, I can only speak for myself, but I'm of the opinion that the more people that register and the more people that, you know, participate in our democratic process, the healthier we're going to be as a country and as a democracy, Democrats or Republicans. So I think that that's an excellent nonpartisan thing for Occupy Detroit to get behind.
Yeah, there's no question that, that's true. And, you know, of course, the more people that join, the more opportunity there are to register more people. You know, I find it kind of interesting when you approach people and you ask them, because I know that you've done this before, Shannon, when you approach them and you ask them if they're registered to vote, if they ever get to the point or they ever get a little defensive, like they don't want to tell you because they don't want you to think less of them. And yet, you know, because there's that fine line that you cross. How do you get over that?
I could see, I actually haven't run into a lot of that. I think helping to frame it as in, you register to vote, or if you've changed an address. So if you've changed addresses, you want to fill one of these, you want to fill one of these out too. And that gives people kind of an out, I guess, who are maybe feeling a little bit shy about the fact that they haven't registered.
That's a good point.
Making sure that that is part of, you know, are you registered to vote or have you changed addresses since the last election, is a way to kind of encompass. And I think that that gives people an out, because it is something that people may be uncomfortable with, the fact that, you know, maybe there's people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s who haven't voted yet. But I think that's a good way to kind of get around that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, and I just was wondering how you deal with that. We've got a caller, so let's go to the phones and welcome Charles in Detroit. Charles, welcome to First Shift. You're on the air with Shannon and Occupy Detroit.
Good morning, Tony and Shannon. Once again, I'm so glad that Occupy Wall Street Detroit is, you know, just out there doing the right thing politically. As to partisanship, though, I do hope that we want people to vote in the interest of the 99% and against the 1%. We are partisan to that extent.
Yes, but Charles, there are lots of, in fact, the majority of Republicans are in the 99%. We just have to get them to understand that. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, my mantra is that we keep the focus on that Wall Street part of it and the 99% and the 1% and everything we do, because there's so much energy in it, you know. I hope it keeps focus on that. You know, they're working so hard, and in everything we do, you know, I'm for renaming it Occupy Wall Street in Detroit.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I do appreciate that. And Charles, thank you very much. Shannon, as we, you know, we pay attention to what Charles had to say. You know, again, part of the discussion when you're registering people to vote, you know, because I've done this. I mean, I've actually registered people, and, you know, you often do get on on the topic of politics. You know, that's going to happen. And you know, it's an education opportunity sometimes, and you go with it. If that's where it ends up going, you go with it. That's all.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And something that I'm hoping to do soon with this group, with the voter reg and education, is to start once the GA, like once the entire body endorses, like the Occupy Detroit has endorsed the emergency financial manager repeal. So because that body has endorsed the EFM repeal, this group is going to get behind educating people once it gets on the ballot. That's my plan, is to go out and tell people to vote yes on this repeal. So it's not that this group, Occupy Detroit, is by no means staying completely nonpartisan, and that we're not throwing our hats in any way in terms of electoral issues. What we're not going to do, I would be very surprised if we ever did endorse candidates.
Right.
But when there's something like the EFM repeal, which cuts to, I think, the core of, you know, a 99% issue, if there ever was one, Occupy Detroit and voter education is going to absolutely be behind that.
Absolutely. So that's this Friday. No, it's this Saturday. Jeez, I got to get it. Yes. It's this Saturday at 5:30. Warren and Woodward, we got to take a break for the top of the hour. We'll, of course, if we get more information, get it to everybody. We got every day. So don't worry about it, folks. If we got to update it, we update it. Let's take the break. We'll be back.
WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Still the big problems on 275 northbound as you're trying to make your way north of Ford Road from that earlier jackknife semi. We've been slow back to Michigan Avenue. If you're on 94 between Michigan, Southfield, Telegraph, that's been pretty slow because of a number of accidents and slick conditions on the ramps. Southfield Freeway is closed in that area between 94 and roughly Outer Drive, Oakwood. I-94 near Little Mac also have an accident on the eastbound side. 96, a number of problems between the Davison and Southfield.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for a mix of sun and clouds. Today a high of 41, tonight clear and 24. Tomorrow sunny and 41. Right now overcast and 32 at Metro Airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hey, it's Jeff from First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
CNN Radio, I'm Cheryl Castro. Los Angeles police have kicked out Occupy protesters 2 months after they set up camp outside City Hall. Police Chief Charlie Beck says there were very few serious confrontations.
1,400 police officers came to this encampment today and removed what we think is probably resulted in over 200 arrests at this point with minimal use of force, absolutely minimal.
Police in Philadelphia also cleared an Occupy camp early this morning. 40 arrests were made. European financial ministers are holding an emergency meeting in Brussels. On the agenda, fixing the continent's debt crisis. Harvard economics professor Kenneth Rogoff says failure to reach a deal could have far-reaching consequences.
It's still a very scary situation. We're not 10 days from a solution. We could be 10 days from a catastrophe. I hope not.
Rogoff says the European Union needs to change its constitution to help it handle its finances better. Syracuse head basketball coach Jim Boeheim says he's saddened by the child sex abuse allegations against former assistant Bernie Fine. Following Syracuse's win over Eastern Michigan last night, Boeheim explained why he initially expressed strong support for Fine.
I supported a friend. That's what I thought I did. I'm proud that I did.
Boeheim says the university's firing of Fine was appropriate. A source tells CNN Herman Cain could make a decision on the future of his Republican presidential campaign within days. The reassessment follows allegations he had a long-term affair with an Atlanta woman. Newsweek magazine's John Avlon says the allegations are taking away from the campaign.
We've spent a month of this presidential campaign talking about this man's sex life with allegations that are ugly and harmful, and it's a sign of how much the sideshow has just moved into the big tent.
This is CNN Radio.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit amdawareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at amdawareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
The first glance into the nation's job market for November is inconclusive. HR firm Challenger Gray & Christmas reporting the number of job cuts announced by corporations this month comes in at 42,500. That is the same as in October and is down 13% from a year ago, fitting into the narrative of the year. Modest job improvement, not enough to carve deeply into unemployment. Little change to stock futures after the news. S&P futures still higher by 9 points. NASDAQ futures up 16. Dow futures rising 71. The U.S. and Europe want to become even bigger trading partners, and toward that end, talks are underway to remove all unnecessary red tape to boost buying and selling and keep both economies moving. Already, Europe and the States have agreed to remove security procedures for cargo shipments deemed unnecessary. $5 footlong, Subway can beat its own sandwich deal. A 6-inch sub for $2 for the month of December. I'm Andrew O'Day in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Blurriness, wavy lines, blind spot, these are all symptoms of a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, also known as wet AMD. It can develop quickly, and it's a leading cause of blindness in people 60 and older. Learn about your risk factors and find out how a retina specialist can help. Just visit AMDAwareness.org. And if you aren't seeing clearly, get checked now. Knowing the symptoms may save your sight. Learn more at AMDAwareness.org today. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Just call 800-289-2987. That's 800-289-2987. Call 800-289-2987.
It's the same each time with progress. First they ignore you.
Then they say you're mad.
Then dangerous. Then there's a pause. And then you can't find anyone who disagrees with you. Welcome to your new reality. Welcome to your new opportunity. Welcome to your new hope. Welcome to First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
And welcome indeed. 6.5 minutes after 8 o'clock. Be careful out there if you've not left the house yet. I know that there are a lot of delays. Diane Cross will keep us updated on traffic and weather as we work our way through the First Shift morning program. But please be very, very careful. I know that there were a lot of accidents in the last hour. I'm hoping they clear up. Of course, selfishly, we're going to leave the studio in an hour. And we'd like a clear path home. Thank you very much. In the meantime, we're going to spend a lot of open line time in this hour. Normally, Stephen Henderson is with us. He, if you were listening last week, had planned to take this week off, and so that's what he's doing. In the meantime, we have not had time yet today to talk about the presidential politics, and we're going to do that in the next half hour at 8:35. We're going to visit a story that the mainstream media is ignoring that they shouldn't be. And what is that story? The Mackinac Center for Public Policy, or whatever the hell they're called, very conservative, right-leaning organization, has been communicating with a state lawmaker and trying to push him in a direction, push him hard in a direction that would basically eliminate the Michigan Education Association. It's wrong. It shouldn't be happening. It certainly is not unsimilar to what's happening with the American Legislative Exchange Council, or ELEC, and we'll get into that at 8:35. That's going to be at 8:35. In the meantime, I think the story that we do start off the show with is Herman Cain. As you are, I'm sure, aware, if you're paying attention at all to what's happening in the presidential race, has been accused by a woman by the name of Ginger White of having a 14-year affair. Now, whether they did or not is a matter of speculation. Now, Herman Cain happened to be in Michigan yesterday and was in Hillsdale, gave a speech there last night where he did not address this issue at all, just to say everything was fine. 999 is doing fine or whatever the heck he said. But he also said that they were reassessing their campaign. Reassess, by the way, was our first word this morning. For those of you that are not with us in the 6 o'clock hour, we do a first word every day. This morning it was reassess, courtesy of Mr. Herman Cain. Anyway, we're going to listen to a little audio now. Lisa Myers on NBC News.
Herman Cain kept his distance from reporters today after telling his staff he's reassessing the viability of his candidacy. In a conference call with his team, Cain spoke of the latest firestorm. Claims by an Atlanta woman, Ginger White, that she had a 13-year affair with him.
I didn't want to come out with this. I did not.
Cain unequivocally denied having an affair, said the woman was a friend he'd been trying to help financially. But he added, we have to do an assessment as to whether or not this is going to create too much of a cloud in some people's minds as to whether or not they would be able to support us going forth. He said, it's also taken a toll on my wife and family. Many conservatives came to Cain's defense before, when four different women accused him of sexual harassment. But so far, not this time.
I think this is the most damaging allegation that has been made to date. No question about it.
Today, former Speaker Newt Gingrich, who's had his own infidelity issues, tread carefully.
I think it's a very difficult situation for he and his family. My heart goes out to them. I hope that he reaches whatever is the right decision for them.
White says she decided to come forward partly because she felt badly about how Cain's other accusers were treated.
These statements are all false. All of these women are lying. They're all lying. They are all lying.
Yes, they are.
It bothered me that they were being demonized, sort of, or they were being treated as if they were automatically lying.
Asked tonight if he is dropping out of the race, Cain told NBC News,
999, doing fine.
Cain says he'll continue to campaign with vim and vigor over the next several days and see how his supporters respond. But many conservative voices now say he's too badly damaged to be a viable candidate.
And there we go. Now the conversation online is this a matter of racism that they're you know, they're throwing the race card at Herman Cain, and we can debate that and perhaps should debate that, although I don't know what this has to do with race, but it may have something to do, very much to do, with stereotypes, and including in a conversation that was had on MSNBC, Michael Eric Dyson, quickly, on Cain fulfilling stereotypes of what authentic, quote-unquote, blackness is about.
Well, I think there was a desperation among the Republicans to find a figure who could counter the Obama factor, so to speak. When you saw the Ann Coulter quote there, our blacks are better than their blacks. So Herman Cain was the better black to Obama's worse black. But the reality is that he fulfilled the stereotypes of what authentic blackness was about. After all, he said, look, I'm the black guy who really has the slave experience. I'm not from Hawaii. I'm going to be the better assertion of blackness in the Republican Party. I'm going to win more votes than anybody among black people since Eisenhower. And so they rode this dark horse, so to speak, into the future, thinking that Herman Cain could deliver. And what he's ended up delivering, of course, is a bunch of mess and chaos that has really upended his campaign.
Well, that's an interesting way to look at it, is it not? I don't know. You know, the bottom line here is, you know, there is, in any political party, I don't think there's the perfect candidate, certainly not right now. Barack Obama has his baggage. There's no question in a normal election year. And I'm going to take some grief for saying what I'm about to say in a minute. But for in a normal election year, Obama would be being crushed. That's not what I'm going to be beat up over. He would be. This is not a normal election year. What I find fascinating, and I'm a Democrat. I'll vote Democrat. I am going to definitely vote to reelect President Barack Obama. There's no question that is true. My concern is that the Democratic apparatus, the Democratic Party, the DNC, the Democratic National Committee, is laser focused on Mitt Romney. And 99.9% of everything they send out is about Mitt Romney. They assume that he is going to be the nominee. Now, are they gambling? There's the question. Are they gambling, or do they know something we don't? Again, legitimately, they could know something we don't. They, you know, there are patterns to these things. Say what you want to about Mitt Romney, his flip-flopping, which easily is proven, and he doesn't handle the issue well. I mean, there'd be a really easy way to get around that, but he doesn't. I'm not going to give it to him, so don't expect me to say it. But there's an easy way to get around this. It occurs to me that, you know, the one thing that is constant throughout this is he's never really, Mitt Romney, that is, has never really fallen so below what anybody that has surged has done that he's been out of the race. At least statistically, he's still been in the margin of error. Newt Gingrich is last week and this week's, you know, darling. You know, and he's a serious contender on all of his faults, and he has plenty of them. You know, but the Democratic Party and the Democratic National Committee has totally ignored anybody else in this race but Mitt Romney. I mean, it's remarkable, scaringly remarkable. And I don't know why. I don't know why they're doing that. And again, they may know something that we just don't. Will Mitt Romney end up being the nominee is the question. You know, and after the break, we'll get to a little Ann Coulter. As much as we despise her, and we do, for good reason. She's given us lots of reasons to not like her. You'll be interested to hear what she has to say here. But, you know, after the first of the year, and folks, we're only a few weeks out of the first of the year. We're not that far off the first primary. And that's what it becomes interesting because, one of the New Hampshire papers, one of the largest New Hampshire papers, endorsed Newt Gingrich. Although Mitt Romney's response to that is they were never going to endorse me anyway, so it doesn't matter. And that's probably true. But these early primary states absolutely give momentum to a candidate. And they can say anything they want as candidates that they don't, they ignore certain states like Iowa or they ignore New Hampshire. And that's fine. Go ahead and do that. But you do that at your own peril. And because they can give you an advantage. They truly can. But that's coming. Well, folks, like a freight train, this election, this 2012 election is coming. And the sooner it's over, the more intense it's going to get for both sides. And I think it's going to happen fairly quickly. And as we'll see, Rick Perry, what's happened to Rick Perry? Do we even know where he's at anymore? We'll get to a little bit on him again in the next segment. What happened to Michelle Bachmann, Rick Santorum? Where are they at? John Huntsman, where are they at? I mean, it's already pretty well, you know, been established that it's, you know, Mitt Romney and whoever the flavor of the week is on the Republican side. And then there's Barack Obama on the Democratic side. Now, the president's approval rating as of this morning is 43%, the worst approval rating for a president at this point in his presidency in modern American politics. That should be disturbing. It doesn't concern me because of what the Republicans are coming to the table with. But we can't rely on that to be, you know, we can't rely on Obama's reelection to be, well, he was the lesser of all the evils. That's not compelling enough reason to vote for somebody. And I assure you, if people are looking for change, whoever the Republican nominee may be, no matter how unpalatable they are, could be a legitimate contender just because they're not feeling it from Barack Obama. He's got work to do. There's no question that's true. We'll take a quick break here. Feel free to join us. We're presidential politics till 8:35. And then we'll get a little more local. I'm Tony Trupiano. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. Let's take a break. We'll get traffic from Diane Cross. Got to stay with us. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody, this is State Representative Harvey Santana of the 10th District here live on the Tony Trupiano Show. I just want to wish everyone out there a happy holiday season, happy holidays, be safe, be with your family. I love you.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update brought to you by DTE Energy. Still big delays for drivers on 275 northbound Ford Road, Warren area. We've had accidents working all morning through there. It's been a very tough ride, those trying to get up toward 96 M14. If you've been on 94, it's been very slow through Allen Park, Dearborn area. Part of that because of accidents, but also heavy traffic because of the closure of the Southfield Freeway between roughly 94 and Oakwood. 96 has been a mess all morning between Southfield and the Davis, and numerous accidents, big delays both directions.
Brighten your home for the holidays. Get $3 instant discounts on select energy-efficient LED light strings at participating Eco Hardware and the Home Depot stores. Visit DTEenergy.com/saveenergy.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some clouds mixed with a little sun today. A high near 41. Tonight we'll see clear skies and 24. Tomorrow mostly sunny, but a high only 41. Right now it's overcast and 31 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the register to vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says register to vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the register to vote button right now and register. Thank you.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work, all the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Over 140 Rite Aid stores are unionized, with over 1,500 United Food and Commercial Workers members working with a union contract in stores all across Michigan. Because they are union members, they have access to higher wages, a company pension, a health care plan for themselves and their family. And UFCW Rite Aid workers proudly serve their communities and at the same time enjoy a living wage and benefit package. Please support our union Rite Aid workers and make sure they know how much we appreciate the work they are doing. To join the UFCW family of drugstores, visit UFCW.org or call 248-585-9671.
A gift of love from Western Union.
To my niece, who has her own special way of looking at things, it's money for a new digital camera. To me, it's being able to see the world through her eyes.
This holiday, be there for the ones you love with Western Union. Send $50 across town or anywhere within the U.S. for just $5. It's perfect for everyone on your list. Up to $50 for $5, fast, at participating agent locations. Western Union, moving money for better.
Got a question or comment? Call now. 888-552-3595.
First Shift with Tony Trupiano
on 1310 WDTW.
22 minutes after 8 o'clock, we're talking presidential politics, trying to just update you. We haven't had a chance to do it much. At 8:35, we're going to be talking about a story about the Mackinac Center for Public Policy and the MEA, and an email exchange between the Mackinac Center and a state politician who is not well-liked on the show for obvious reasons. We'll get to that at 8:35. In the meantime, Mitt Romney was on Fox News, talked about why he's a better candidate than now front runner Newt Gingrich.
What's your reaction to that in charge that you lack conviction?
You know, the union leaders have not always been happy with me, so I can't be terribly surprised. But, Speaker Gingrich is a good man. He and I have very different backgrounds. He spent his last 30 or 40 years in Washington. I spent my career in the private sector. I think that's what the country needs right now. And with regards to my own views, I'm happy to have people take a look at my book. I wrote that a couple of years ago, laid out my views for the country, and I believe that my views are what are essential to get this country going again. So no problem with Newt Gingrich, good man, but a very different person than I am based on our life experiences.
If Speaker Gingrich became the Republican nominee, do you think he could beat President Obama in November 2012?
I think I stand by far the best shot of replacing President Obama among the Republicans in the field. That doesn't mean that others wouldn't have a good shot at as well, but I wouldn't be in this race if I didn't think I had unique background and vision for America and the capacity to actually replace President Obama. I think to get President Obama out of office, you're going to have to bring something to the race that's different than what he brings. He's a lifelong politician. I think you have to have the credibility of understanding how the economy works, and I do, and that's one reason I'm in this race.
Okay, and so that's, again, saying a lot but saying nothing at the same time, which is a problem I always have with Mitt Romney. He just never sets himself in a good position, and he doesn't. He should try honesty once in a while. Just plain old honesty. Very quickly, Ann Coulter on, and because she doesn't have a choice. She really doesn't, but Ann Coulter on Mitt Romney.
Many, including myself, believe that conservatism is popular. I mean, Ronald Reagan was very popular. You ask people issue by issue. We get people who vote for Republicans who think they're Democrats, but they don't like amnesty for illegals. They call themselves Democrats. They vote for Republicans because they're pro-life. So we think conservatism is a winning philosophy. And so to the extent Republicans think that Romney is being pushed as a moderate, well, that doesn't make him electable. I don't think he is a moderate. He's flopped to my positions, and I'm all for that.
He's flopped to my positions, and I'm all for that. He flipped and he flopped and he flopped right on top of Ann Coulter, and I'll let that visual ruin your breakfast. We'll leave it there. Let's go to the phones. Feel free to join us, 888-552-3595, and we'll welcome Mark in Birmingham. Mark, thanks for joining us. Merry Christmas to you. What's on your mind today? Got to turn your radio off, Mark.
Yeah, it's off.
All right.
You're going to let me finish my comment? Usually,
No way to start, Mark. Just say what you want to say.
I don't even get to finish a sentence.
Oh, sweet Jesus. Would you just say what you want to say, Mark, and we'll take it from there.
Yeah, okay. You know, I think whether or not Herman Cain has the truth of the accusations, I think the double standard when there's a black conservative in the media, you know, President Clinton is still viewed as a god of Democratic politics. He paid an $850,000 settlement for one of the accusations. I mean, he was accused of rape. He was accused of, I mean, we all know with Monica Lewinsky, Jennifer Flower. I mean, it just goes on, and he's still an elder statesman. John Edwards could even go to jail for his extramarital.
His infidelity. I get it.
Yeah. And Herman Cain, I mean, the same thing happened with Clarence Thomas, a black conservative. You know, I don't know if it's a threat to the Democratic, the liberal orthodoxy or what, but...
At some level we can say that we're also seeing, you know, this happening to President Obama, maybe over different issues. But, you know, there's something about being black and being in politics that threatens the establishment, and we don't even need to put party politics on the establishment, Mark. Anybody that is part of politics and is white is part of the establishment. I mean, that's just the fundamental truth of politics. It's still controlled mostly by white people.
Well, I don't know about that, but the point is...
Come on, Mark.
It would have been nice to have a black Democrat running against a black conservative. Would have been a very good, exercise for the so-called, you know, racism, especially the accusations of racism in the so-called right-wing group of which I participate, the Tea Party, Republicans, whatever you want to call it. I think this would have thrown a pie in the face of that accusation, and that was something that couldn't be tolerated.
Do you think it should matter? Mark, do you think it should? Do you think somebody's marriage or extracurricular sexual life should matter in if you're running for the presidency?
To some degree, yeah.
All right.
I think so.
And here's the challenge. I agree with you. So we've got something that we can agree on. And I agree with you. Don't know what happened to the call. Did you drop it? Yeah, Jeff?
I did.
Oh, okay. I wasn't done, but that's all
right. Oh, sorry. The break's coming up, so I figured we were done.
No problem. But let me make my point. My point is I don't necessarily think that there's a correlation between somebody's political expertise and their personal life. I think that President Bill Clinton is an example of that. I think he was an extraordinary leader, although he certainly his sexual perversion, which is all we can really call it, was really quite bizarre. His fetishes, so on and so forth. He wasn't getting it at home, however you want to paint it. All right, but he was an extraordinary president. I'm not saying that Herman Cain couldn't be an extraordinary president, but I think it does say something about his character. Did it say something about Bill Clinton's character? Yes, but you know what? When he was reelected, the American people knew. They knew that he had this in his background. They knew that, and they reelected him anyway. So, you know, if Herman Cain decides to stay in or drop out of the race, it's up to Herman Cain. If he indeed had a 14-year affair, he's got to answer to who? His God and his wife. It's kind of hard to be, there's the whole religious argument with respect to conservative versus liberal. Conservatives hold on to the Bible. Conservatives hold on to their morals and their values like it's the most sacrosanct thing in the world. But they want us to apply liberal values when they make bad choices. It doesn't work that way, and it can't work that way. You cannot be a conservative Christian zealot and have an affair and expect us to forgive it and then, you know, paint it as being racist when it doesn't neatly fit that profile. And I'm not saying that, hey, the Democrats are expected to cheat on their wives, or maybe I am saying that. I don't know. But I think I've made my point. All right, a quick break here. Lots to get to on the other side. Stay with us. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. The interesting stuff. Presidential politics. I got to tell you, the next 120 days are really going to be fascinating. And I'll even go out on a limb and say this. I'm not sure that the Republicans don't have a candidate out there that hasn't announced his intentions yet. We'll take the break and be back.
And everyone knew me. Oh, the mistletoe.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our delays continue out there. Our total traffic update, taking a look at 275 northbound near Ford Road. That's been very slow near Warren. Accidents all morning long. I-96 to the Jeffries. Heading west, you found delays trying to get from the Davison up towards Southfield. Same thing with eastbound. Both the local and the express lanes have been a mess. On the Lodge near the Davison, also that's been very slow. The ramps are very icy through there. Drivers on I-94, you found problems near Little Mac and 696, but also in the Dearborn Allen Park area and Southfield Freeway. Still closed between 94 and roughly Oakwood.
1310 WDTW Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some clouds mixed with a little sun today. A high near 41. Tonight we'll see clear skies and 24. Tomorrow mostly sunny, but a high only 41. Right now it's overcast and 31 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hillers, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
Congress, how small-minded is it? How tangled up in a right-wing ideological knot is it? How subservient to corporate lobbyists is it? The answer to these three questions are pizza, tomato paste, and spuds. At a time when doctors and nutritionists are sounding a national alarm about a diabetes epidemic caused by gross obesity, including in children, the Congress of the United States of America, in all of its majesty, has killed an effort by the Agriculture Department to make school lunches healthier. Why? Three reasons. One, Congress is incapable of meeting America's big needs, so it's rationalizing its existence by messing with the small stuff. Two, Congress's right-wing ideologues are so batty that they even oppose federal rules to improve our children's health. Three, and most significant, the French fry lobby, tomato paste lobby, and frozen pizza lobby put big bucks into congressional campaigns, and they pulled the strings of our lawmakers. So the financial interests of corporate powers, including Coca-Cola, ConAgra, and Del Monte, have overridden the interests of America's school kids. Yet, members of Congress still say they can't figure out why their public approval rating has crashed to an all-time low of 9%. Nine. Good grief. As Senator Michael Bennett recently pointed out to his colleagues, oil giant BP, at the height of its disastrous contamination of our Gulf, held on to a 16% approval rating. The IRS gets a 40% rating on its job performance. And even the idea of America becoming communist draws 11% support. This is Jim Hightower saying, the real question is, who makes up the 9% that approve of this Congress? I'm guessing their relatives, staffers, and the two Koch brothers. Plus, of course, corporate lobbyists. To get more of Jim Hightower's populist take on what Wall Street and Washington are up to, visit www.hightowerlowdown.org.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
It's a movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Tripiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
So, what's up, diggity doll?
Listen to the song of the day.
Very googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contest.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Tripiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Tripiano on Twitter.
Tony is back and wants to talk with you. Give him a call at 1-888-552-3595.
Welcome back. 35 minutes after the hour, we're talking presidential politics. We will get to the email exchange between the Mackinac Center and a state elected. We'll get to that in just a minute, but let's go to the phones. Again, feel free to join us if you'd like to do that, 888-552-3595. Let's welcome Larry and LaPierre to First Shift. Happy holidays to you and a Merry Christmas, Larry. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Tony and crew. I'm doing real good. I'm on my way to work trying to dodge all this nonsense we got out here, but look, I was listening to the exchange you just had with the guy about Herman Cain, and I've been listening kind of all morning on the way down. A couple things, a couple quick comments, and then I'll let you get on with it. But one, that visual that you gave us about Mitt Romney and Ann Coulter, you're right, that kind of flipped my stomach. That woman's eyes are too narrow and her nose is too long. She's a pain in the ass.
My profound apologies, Larry. My profound apologies.
Second thing, you know, Ed Schultz say it 100 times, but I think Herman Cain has been nothing but a distraction anyway. I don't think the guy's serious about running for the president. I think he's out there just kind of stirring stuff up and staying in the middle of things and soothing his own ego. And he, like Clarence Thomas, is probably just as guilty as ever, but, you know, I'm not going to go there. But the last thing is the latest and greatest, and I've always thought this was going to happen, and he does concern me, is Gingrich. And when is the conversation going to start about Newt, his infidelities, his character, his sexual appetite, his whatever?
Yeah, you know, Larry,
that guy comes across as holier than thou and smarter than thou all the time, but in reality, he's just a slick, narrow-eyed, beady-eyed, freaking, I don't know, but Newt is not one of my favorites.
Absolutely. And interestingly, Larry, I was having that same conversation with Jeff this morning. I said, when do we start talking about when does he have to start wearing some of this stuff? I mean, it's not like you got to make stuff up. We got enough stuff on Newt. We could talk to about him from now until the election. We wouldn't run out of stuff. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Well, that's simply because the mainstream, you know, I think they've always thought that Newt was going to come out from left field, And he's been preparing to run for this since he left as the Speaker of the House in disgrace. I mean, him and Ken Starr put Bill Clinton through hell. I mean, Bill deserves some of that because he couldn't keep his weasel in his drawers.
Right.
But, he was a good, other than that, I mean, the guy did a hell of a job as president.
I appreciate everything you've had to say, and I guess I agree with everything you had to say. And that's why I think, Larry, that, you know, we can separate the man from the office to a degree. To a degree. With Bill Clinton, it was easy to do that because he was an accomplished politician. He just wasn't a very good man, but he was an accomplished politician. As a world leader, he was well respected. Should have been. He accomplished a great deal. And we'll let you know your euphemisms for what he was doing outside of the presidency stand on its own. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Ken in Detroit and welcome him to First Shift. Happy holidays and a Merry Christmas to you, Ken. Thanks for joining us this morning.
For the reasons why they're doing it. Think about it. They're looking at Mitt as the most formidable candidate. The best thing to do is to take out the most formidable candidate during the primary because, like you said, they start talking about Newt and never come to an end of it. They want Newt to be the nominee. You don't concentrate on the person that you want to be the nominee. You get rid of Romney now and you have an easier time with Newt. The reason they're concentrating on Romney, they don't want him as a nominee. He's the wild card. You notice he's the one that doesn't go up or down in the polls. He has a constant base. That's the one that they're worried about.
Now, you make a good point there, Ken. You really do make a compelling point there. All right, thank you. I mean, appreciate the observation. I truly do. Thanks for the call. It makes a lot of sense. I think if you stop and look at it that way, you're right. Brilliant call. Thank you. That's why we do this collectively. That's why it's about the audience, not about me. All right, let's go. I'm just going to move on for the sake of time because I do want to talk about this. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy and its staff are laughing off a public disclosure of Monday of an email chain involving a powerful Republican who you may know by the name of Tom McMillan, who was the new chairman of the Education Committee. And that email chain is directly of direct concern to you. The Midland-based hard right Mackinac Center might think more evidence on its war on workers is actually funny. And you need to understand they are well funded, $7.5 million, and their contributors are companies like Exxon, the Koch brothers, the DeVos people. And as our friend David Holtz at the Progress Michigan has pointed out, the Mackinac Center has had the ability to hire 41 people, which is, as he pointed out, a virtual army of policy analysts and pseudo-journalists who churn out tens of thousands of right-wing messages that advance a breathtakingly narrow anti-environment, anti-government, anti-worker agenda. Corporate media devours these messages, often uncritically, and the public is left without any real way of evaluating their accuracy of the public, the political agenda behind them. Of course, First Shift is a partial response to that. There are exceptions, of course, and yesterday's news coverage of the email disclosure offered more balanced picture of the Mackinac Center. The coverage painted a picture of the Mackinac Center that diverted, however briefly, from their branding as a nonpartisan free market think tank as somewhat neutral observer, which they are not. The truth is the Mackinac Center is an advocacy organization no matter what they say about themselves. Corporate CEOs and others who govern them have strong ties to the Republican Party. While they do conceal much of their funding, we know they have received money, lots of it, from Exxon, the Koch brothers, the DeVos family, and numerous other corporations. We also know that they have a political agenda closely aligned with their corporate masters, which is why State Representative Tom McMillan, chair of the state's two House committees, was revealed in the email disclosure to be taking direction from them on legislation to cut benefits to middle-class workers. All right, here's how it goes down. McMillan, maybe the most far-right Republican in the legislature, and that's saying a lot, is a member of the American Legislative Exchange Council, which we have talked about many times with Bruce Felk. The ELEC is the corporate-funded operation that provides model legislation for friendly lawmakers, all of them, although they claim they have Democrats, they're all Republicans to our knowledge. It may be too much to expect any investigative journalism focused on the Mackinac Center. And let me point out, by the way, the Detroit News allows the Mackinac Center lots of printable inches in the Sunday paper, as if they are some kind of expert, and they are not. But they give it to them. Actually, it's the Detroit Free Press that does it. I need to correct that. And maybe it's too much to ask reporters to question the Mackinac Center, but they need to. There is something seriously wrong, folks, when you have a quote-unquote think tank, nonpartisan think tank, which is not, telling a lawmaker how to write policy. And they were telling him how to write policy. That's what the whole email chain was about. This is the way you need to write the policy, representative, in order for the MEA to suffer greatly. Now, Doug Pratt, who has been on this show as the director of the Michigan Education Association, is outraged by this. Of course, anybody would be. But it's kind of hard to fight an organization that has, you know, almost $8 million with no accountability. The Mackinac Center is accountable to no one. Truly, they're accountable to no one, except their Republican masters, which is what their board of directors are. You do not find prominent Democrats on their board of directors. They are a far hard right leaning think tank that's sole focus is to build up wealth for themselves and for others in position to build wealth. That's what they're there for. They're there to promote and propose an agenda that is so sweepingly right that that there's no room for discussion. And it is laughable that anything they've done has ever been objective in any way, shape, or form. The Mackinac Center does not advocate for anything that represents what the majority of us, let's call it the 99%, would endorse or embrace. And our lawmakers are, you know, are bought and paid for by these same folks. And you need to know it, but you're not going to find it. Sure, MLive covered it a little bit. The Free Press, no. The News, no. And they should be. They should be covering this stuff. They should be outed for what they're doing, but it's not happening. And why isn't it happening? Follow the money. Just follow the money. Now, that's why organizations like Progress Michigan are so critical, because they're following these stories and they're reporting on these stories. Nobody else will. That's just plain wrong. All right, we're going to take one more quick break here. Feel free to call us if you want to talk this or presidential politics, something else on your mind. We're open till the top of the hour. I'm glad that we had a chance to actually do a little open lines today. It has been good to spend some time with the listeners. Feel free to call us, 888-552-3595, 888-552-3595. Be careful out there, please. Please be careful out there. I know the roads are still pretty bad. We'll take one more break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. This is First Shift on 1310 WDTW. We'll be right back. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
This is David Hecker from AFT Michigan, and I want to wish all listeners who celebrate holidays this time of the year to have a great, great holiday season.
Hi, Tony Trupiano here. One of my pet projects for 2011 is to get those of you who have yet to register to vote to do just that. If you are connected to the Internet, I have made it very easy for you to register. Just go to www.thetonyshow.org. That's www.thetonyshow.org, and click on the Register to Vote button that is prominently displayed on the homepage. Now, there are no excuses, and it only takes a few minutes, and it's free as well. So if you have yet to register to vote, I am not concerned as to why, but I am concerned if you don't do it now. Again, just go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the button that says Register to Vote. We all care about our democracy, sure we do. But if you are not registered to vote, then no matter how passionate you are about voting or having the ability to vote, it's honestly just complaining, and we've all had enough of that. Go to www.thetonyshow.org and click on the Register to Vote button right now and register. Thank you.
Recently on First Shift,
Tom Shadyac, the writer and director of an amazing documentary titled I Am.
A key part of my journey was making this movie. Now, I had already started shifting. I had begun to wake up to principles that shocked me. I had no idea the way things work, the way we work, the way reality works. And understanding that I was using far too many resources and that I was potentially a part of the problem and not a part of the solution. Not as much a part of the solution as I certainly wanted to be.
First Shift with Tony Triano on 1310 WDTW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Next time you need to stop for groceries, the 42,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers in Michigan ask you to shop at one of the stores where they work, including Kroger, Meijer, Hiller's, and Hollywood Markets. Shopping at these union stores helps support good union jobs, which build healthy communities. If you already shop at these stores, our members want to thank you for your support.
First Shift is more than a radio show.
A movement.
And it's Facebook fun as well.
Very impressive.
Add a like to the First Shift with Tony Trupiano page today and tell a friend.
I'm friends with Merlin Olsen, too. He comes over.
Interact with other listeners.
Yo, what's up, diggity dog?
Listen to the song of the day.
Great googly moogly.
Vote in the daily poll.
That's how I roll.
And even win prizes by participating in the contests.
You ever have that feeling you were just born for greatness?
First Shift with Tony Trupiano on Facebook. And also follow us
at Tony Trupiano on Twitter.
Call Tony and be heard. 1-888-552-3595. And now, back to work with First Shift with Tony Trujillo.
10 minutes before the top of the hour, we're going to get ready to wrap things up, but we still have some calls to get to and some information to get to as well. Again, feel free to join us at 888-552-3595. Bruce Felk joins us, just mentioned his name, and there he is. Merry Christmas to you, Bruce. What's on your mind this morning?
Well, I'm so glad you're talking about Tom McMillan again, because this guy, you know, these emails I saw the other day, and it is, it's outrageous that he is being influenced by this far right wing group. And I'm glad you mentioned Alec again. Thank you very much, because that's where I am. I'm in Phoenix, Arizona right now, and there's another Alec meeting out here. And, you know, Tom has been talking about privatizing education forever. You know, his town hall meetings that I've been at, he's talking about the idea of bringing in these cyber schools that they want, you know, what ends up happening, like you said, it's all about the money. They want to bring in these cyber schools. They want to pay them as if they're providing buildings, buses, staff, everything else, pay them the same amount of money per pupil as they're paying, you know, for public schools. And to me, and I hope, I'm sure your people at the NEA would agree, that is an outrageous proposal. And I just think that Tom needs to be talked about more, because he's in a very powerful position now. You know, we had the got rid of Paul Scott. We got Tom McMillan. He jumped from the frying pan into the fire. So,
well, you know, and when they announced that he was taking over the chairmanship of the Education Committee, my heart literally jumped out of my chest, Bruce, because we actually went from bad to worse. If it could have gotten any worse, Tom McMillan was worse.
Yeah, he definitely is. I mean, and he's been on my radar screen, obviously, because he's my state rep. And, so he's been on my radar screen, and he is. He's the right of the far right. He's an incredible ideologue. And, you know, and I just, you know, I get these emails, I'm sure you do too, all the time, to call people about this bill or that bill as citizens. But this, you know, this, you know, we don't have that amount of influence over our legislators that we can direct policy by making, you know, writing emails back and forth, you know, personal emails back and forth with our legislators. I mean, for this one thing alone, Tom McMillan ought to be voted out of office, because he's not representing the people of Rochester and Rochester Hills. He's representing the people that work at the Mackinac Center.
Well, where's the ethics charge? I mean, you know, they have their own checks and balance system. You know, Bruce, that somebody within the legislature should be asking for an ethics investigation against McMillan, and it's not going to happen.
They should be, but who's it controlled by, right? They've got all, Republicans have all three branches of government. They're not going to bring up a charge against one of their own. It's just not going
to
happen.
Yeah. Bruce, I appreciate your call as always, and we, of course, we will continue to focus on this and, you know, get in touch with you when you get back. We'll have you back on the show. You can let us know what's happening there in Phoenix, all right? Perfect. Appreciate it. Thank you so much, Bruce Falk, again, with the Rochester Citizen. 888-552-3595. Let's go to Mark in Farmington Hills now. Mark, welcome to First Shift. Merry Christmas to you. What's on your mind today?
Well, happy Hanukkah to you.
And happy Hanukkah to you, sir.
Thank you. I enjoy your show, but I want to pose a question.
Sure.
You're just talking about the Mackinac Center and how they're funded by the Koch brothers and everything, and, you know, being a think tank, you know, they lean to the right, which is true. But I don't hear you. I mean, you get paid by corporations, and, you know, you certainly have a philosophy towards the left. And you talk about the Koch brothers, but I never hear you talk about MoveOn.org and George Soros.
Well, you know, I don't have any connection to MoveOn.org or George Soros. I'm very open about who I am. I'm not partisan. I'm a liberal democratic activist working on behalf of labor unions to get some truth out. So that's what I am. I don't have any connection to George Soros at all. I'd love to have some of his money, Mark, to be honest with you. It'd be great to have the kind of funding that these folks have that would give me the kind of flexibility to really make a difference. I'm blessed that the labor organizations have funded this program that gives me the opportunity to get the word out as best that I can. But I'd like to be able to do more, so I'll be on. But I'm being upfront about that, and I've always been upfront about that, Mark.
Okay, but, you know, just as I respect, you know, you, first of all, I wish everybody in the country would be active, no matter what their, you know, belief. But, you know, I don't know what connection you have with the Koch brothers. So, you know, you say you have no connection with George Soros. And
I probably have more connection with the Koch brothers because I buy their products that are in grocery stores. It's kind of hard not to buy a Koch brother product.
Okay. And, you know, you buy automobiles, too.
Absolutely.
Okay, but I just think, I mean, I really do respect you and Tom Hartman. I listen to both of you. And, you know, you guys are intelligent and you're rational, but, you know, it just sounded like a little bit over the top.
Well, let me explain. And, Mark, let me explain my issue. Thank you for your call. And I appreciate the nice words and I appreciate the criticism. Not criticism, but the questioning of what I'm doing. I appreciate it. I truly do. Here's the difference. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy claims to be nonpartisan. A, they are not. B, they have lots of money, which means they have lots of influence. I don't. I don't have lots of money. I don't have lots of influence. The influence that I have, it would be with the audience, not with my guests. I am blessed, and I feel on a daily basis that I am blessed that I get wonderful people, hardworking people to come on this show and talk about issues that matter to people. The Mackinac Center does not care about providing equal opportunity. I do. I assure you, any Republican is welcome to come on the show at any time. They don't do it. And they don't do it because they don't want to answer the tough questions. And it's not even the questions are tough. They don't want to be truthful and give the truthful answers to the easy questions. And so, yes, I have a tendency to get a little bit over the top when I see an extremely wealthy group like the Mackinac Center that continues to profit off of the little guy losing, because their goal is to try to find more for those that have it already, instead of trying to find, like I try to do, to try to find, you know, more for those that have little. So there's the biggest difference there. I very much appreciate the call. I truly do. All right, that's pretty much gonna wrap it up for us today. What a day. Just very quickly, as I, you know, once again have a million things that I didn't get to. I did mention that former Mayor Michael Brown of Flint is the acting mayor of Flint. Michael Brown is now the emergency manager in Flint. We'll continue to follow that story because that could be problematic. It could really be problematic. And anything else I got is going to just have to wait till tomorrow because we are just out of time for today. Please be careful driving out there. Let's clear those roads. I got somewhere to be by 10 o'clock, and it's going to be impossible for me to get there. Got a busy day today, a busy day tomorrow. Love to be with you folks. Thank you so much for punching in with us this morning. I want to thank Anthony and Jeff for all of their hard work. I want to thank you, the audience, especially those of you that called today. Glad that we had a chance to talk. And in the meantime, you take care of yourself. Again, be careful. Off the air, Tony at thetonyshow.org. And as always, I ask that you be well.
Holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben.
1310 WDTW, continuous traffic watch.
Tony, our total traffic update. It's been a rough ride all morning long. Drivers have had icy conditions near 696 and Mound Road, 94 through Allen Park, Dearborn area. Also, Southfield Freeway closed, 94 heading toward Outer Drive in Oakwood. 275 has been a mess near Ford Road and Warren because of earlier accidents. Also, 96 has been a problem pretty much from the Southfield Freeway in toward downtown with numerous accidents in the express and local lanes.
1310 WDTW, Motor City Weather.
The forecast from the National Weather Service. Look for some clouds mixed with a little sun today. A high near 41. Tonight we'll see clear skies and 24. Tomorrow mostly sunny, but a high only 41. Right now it's overcast and 31 degrees at the airport. I'm Diane Cross. You're listening to 1310 WDTW, the home of First Shift with Tony Trupiano.
If you missed today's First Shift with Tony Trupiano or you want to listen to a segment again, visit our podcast page on 1310WDTW.com today.
Identify yourself, please.
This is Detroit's Progressive.